the next commander-in-chief.
The Olympic torch arrives in San Francisco.
There'll be Tibetans and supporters from all over North America converging on the city.
Oh, what a March Madness finale.
A Kansas comeback for the history books.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Amid a backdrop of rising violence and the heat of a presidential campaign in which the war is a major issue, the top U.S. commander in Iraq and Washington's ambassador to Baghdad are poised to appear on Capitol Hill. Live to Washington at CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
General David Petraeus is expected to recommend halting troop cuts after July when all surge forces are scheduled to be out of Iraq. President Bush has set this tone for the debate on troop levels.
They must not jeopardize the hard-fought gains our troops and civilians have made over the past year.
But increased fighting has taken 11 American lives since Sunday. Retired Brigadier General David Grange, a CBS News consultant, says Petraeus will face tough questioning.
Because of the confrontational political season, many people are not, they've already made up their mind, regardless of what he says.
And CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss looks at the expected political confrontations at today's hearings.
With all three presidential candidates expected at today's hearings, Republican John McCain fired the opening shot yesterday at his Democratic opponents who want to pull troops out of Iraq.
It's a height of irresponsibility. It is a failure of leadership.
But the failure, according to Democrat Barack Obama, is continuing to pursue a war that never should have been started.
I will end this war.
The same position taken by Senator Hillary Clinton. General Petraeus will be at the witness table, but most attention will be on the three candidates questioning him.
I'm Vicki Barker in London, where the Guardian newspaper says it's seen a confidential draft agreement between the U.S. and Iraqi governments designed to replace the U.N. mandate at the end of the year. The document says the U.S. doesn't seek permanent bases in Iraq, but it places no end date on the U.S. presence there. The U.S. also reportedly pledges it will not use Iraq as a base for attacks against other states, an apparent reference to Iran.
This is Laura Logan in Baghdad, where violence continues inside a city in the eastern part of the capital. U.S. jets could be heard flying low over the city in the hours before sunrise as Iraqi soldiers, U.S. troops, and Shiite militiamen backed by Iran fought on the streets of Sadr City.
From Baghdad comes word that Muqtada al-Sadr is postponing tomorrow's protest march. He says he fears his supporters will be attacked. But in the same statement, al-Sadr is threatening to lift his Mahdi army ceasefire, credited with helping decrease levels of violence across Iraq. After a rocky transit through London and Paris, the Olympic torch has arrived in San Francisco for tomorrow's relay. Protests have dogged the earlier legs, and pro-Tibet demonstrations are expected in the city by the bay as well. Yang Chen Lamo is with Students for a Free Tibet.
San Francisco being such a long-time supporter of human rights, this is the venue, this is the place, this is the time when China's coming to our streets and to our hometown, and so we feel very, very obligated to make sure our voices are heard.
Kevin Gosper of the International Olympic Committee says protest is one thing, but attacks on the Olympic torch itself are not justifiable.
If people simply demonstrated to make their cause clear, that's one thing. But for people to demonstrate the extent where violence takes place and where people are arrested, it's a complete abuse of a democratic right.
The IOC is considering whether to abandon the international leg of the torch relay. It's turning into the largest child custody case in Texas history. So far, more than 400 children have been taken from a polygamous compound in El Dorado. Deborah Brown of the Children's Advocacy Center tells the CBS Early Show.
They are doing as well as you could expect. I think they are a little scared and very timid, but seem to be relaxing with the Child Protective Services staff.
More than 130 women are also being questioned. Carolyn Jessup left a religious group before it moved to Texas in 2004.
Physical violence, emotional abuse, neglect was a big part of it, life there. It got so bad. I mean, I don't remember a time when I wasn't afraid. I mean, you never feel safe.
The U.S. has been quick to criticize Tehran after President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's announcement that Iran has begun installing 6,000 new nuclear centrifuges as part of its uranium enrichment program. It's 4 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars. Teens love to dance, but did you know...
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Now that the Olympic torch has arrived in San Francisco for its only stop in North America, a group of 20 Tibetan monks from Boulder has traveled to SF to take part in anti-Chinese protest. Tibet native Kunga Lama telling our partners at 9 News what he's hoping for.
That China listens.
Well, University of Colorado professor of Chinese history William Wei says China may be embarrassed by the protest, but doubts that much is going to change.
It will generate a lot of international sympathy, but probably not much international support.
The International Olympic Committee now thinking about stopping the international leg of the torch relay because of those protests. Governor Ritter getting in the middle of a battle between business and labor. Many business leaders backing a constitutional amendment to officially make Colorado a right-to-work state, meaning employees could not be required to join a union. Big labor is countering with proposals requiring wage hikes and increasing health care. The governor says the right-to-work amendment is not needed.
It's never been in the Constitution before. Doesn't need to be in the Constitution.
The governor also says some of the labor proposals may go over the line. And the state Supreme Court ordering a district court to unseal the indictment against Aaron Thompson, the guy suspected in the disappearance of his 6-year-old daughter. Denver Post and the AP filed a lawsuit challenging an Arapahoe County court ruling sealing that indictment. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And traffic is still fairly light, so we're seeing speeds, pretty good speeds on 225, I-70 past the Coliseum, as well as on C-470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. CDOT, they picked up their overnight construction gear, so that's not going to be a problem.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I should get on here some morning and just not talk about the weather. Shouldn't I?
Well, you said the weather affects you when you get older, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of, well, look, if we were farmers, or like Pat's husband, who works outside, Pat Broomfielder calls here a lot, then I guess we'd be hung up on this. But we don't have any reason. We have no excuse to, because we don't work outside. And the only exposure we have outside is to walk to our cars. And that's basically about it. Wouldn't you say that's true, John Turk? Well, that's all we do.
Yeah, during the week, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, people like to know what the roads are going to be like, I think, when they're heading off to work in the morning. So,
I'll tell you.
You know, if it's snowing, we know the roads are going to be bad, right?
Well, I'll tell you what the big deal is. The big deal is, and I don't know if I'm the only one who feels this way, by God, it's April the 7th. Could we have springtime, please? Could we stop the snow? Enough is enough. All right. fantastic news yesterday. Just great news. Now, I guess this is great news depending on how you feel about this guy. But I think he's one of the most significant artists of my lifetime. And I would rank him right up there in my top five. John, would you put him in your top five?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if top, you don't... top two songwriters ever.
Yeah, well, okay, songwriter, that puts him in another category. Yeah, I'd put him in there as... Yeah, I'd have to put him in there as number two. And I'd put Lennon and McCartney as number one, probably.
Yeah, you'd have to put that tandem as number one.
All right.
But where do you put Mick Jagger? Number three or number two?
Well, that was Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Right. Where would you put them? Two or three? And then skip Dylan ahead of the Stones?
Well, I haven't said anything about... All right, now you broke the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Bob Dylan. And rock and roll has finally broken through the Pulitzer wall. Dylan, the most acclaimed and influential songwriter of the past half century, who more than anyone brought rock from the streets to the lecture hall, received an honorary Pulitzer Prize on Monday and cited for his profound impact on popular music and American culture, marked by lyrical compositions of extraordinary poetic power. Way to go, Dylan. Isn't that great? So, I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled by this. And I would put, Lennon and McCartney as number one. I'd put Dylan as number two. I don't know where I would put the Stones.
Well, you know, they took a lot of Dylan stuff.
Okay, are we talking about all-time songwriters, or are we just talking about songwriters and rock and roll?
Probably with this category, rock and roll, because I'm sure you can come up with some really good country, you know, songwriters.
I don't know who I'd put as, I don't know who I, where I'd put the Stones. Probably, well, I don't know. Third? Okay, if you put them third, then who would you put fourth?
I think Jim Morrison was a hell of a songwriter, poet. He's got to be in the top five somewhere.
Ooh.
That's pretty hard after those three or four. I don't know.
Ooh, see, I don't know about Morrison. I don't know about Jim Morrison. I'm not sure about Jim Morrison. I think Morrison would be up there, but I don't know. I don't know that he would be in the top five. I'm not sure who would be in the top five. Because I know we're leaving somebody out. I know we're leaving a bunch of people out. Who should be up there? What about Bruce Springsteen? Okay. John's not going to answer that because he doesn't like
it. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. I was talking to a listener.
I was saying, what about Bruce Springsteen? See, I know you don't like him.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I know you don't like him. All right, well then, okay, then if not Bruce...
He didn't even crack my top 10 or 20.
All right, if not Bruce Springsteen, then who? Who's number four? Who's number four and five? You want to think about it?
My four and five would be... My top five would be Dylan, Lennon McCartney.
You put Dylan before Lennon and McCartney?
Lennon and McCartney number one, Dylan number two. Then I'd probably go with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And then, you know, just because I'm a fan, I think John Bell and Mikey Houser wrote some great songs for Widespread Panic. And then
that's just my opinion. No, Widespread Panic hasn't
Morrison.
Been around long enough. Why?
They've been around for 25 years, 20 plus years. Does that not count? 20? They've been around since 86.
Yeah, but that's still not as much influence. Let's go to Rose in Longmont. She'd know. Hey, Rose, who would you put as number four or five in all-time top songwriters?
I'm not a... I like the old classical tunes.
Like what?
I play the piano, and so I'm not interested in hippie music. I think the best music came out of World War II.
Like who?
I like to dance in the mood. I love it.
But wait a minute. You like to dance in the nude?
In the mood.
Oh, in the mood. The song In the Mood.
Well, Miller. And
is that what you're talking
about?
Oh, okay. So you don't like Lennon and McCartney, you don't like the Rolling Stones?
I don't know those songs. That's hippie music to me.
Well, what about Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, good, I think.
Oh, you're hip to Bob Dylan.
I don't follow that. I go back to the good German music.
The good German music?
Yes, what would they do? See, but he's voted against children's health care, and he's voted against this. Check his voting record; it's horrible.
It is horrible.
And it's a sin to be so money oriented that I believe in putting money in real estate, but that's ridiculous. 8 houses you couldn't even check to see if they were cleaned up. And when people are starving, and I have poor people who go down the alley and looking for food.
Do you feed them?
I put out whatever I can. And also, they cannot get their medicine, even though a lot of us get help sometimes. This is a good country, but we've ran. Look at how ridiculous this country is on who we're running for president. Now, Hillary...
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Like McCain, you mean, or are you talking about Obama?
I don't think he's quite qualified enough.
Well,
Hillary
why not?
Is qualified.
Well, wait a minute. Why isn't Obama qualified?
I think he could do the job, but he just doesn't have the experience that Hillary has.
And Hillary has the experience. You mean like being under sniper fire?
I'd like to see that you were wrong about that.
I was wrong about that?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You're wrong. Read her book.
How about her campaign advisor who had to resign, Mark Penn, because he has connections not only to Blackwater but also to the Colombian government?
Well, Hillary did the right thing. She got him out of there.
Well, he's still part of the campaign.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is, ma'am. If you look at the news this morning.
That's not what I heard. He said she'd start taking them out.
Well, how are they going to do that when they're under fire?
Reasonably. I don't. We may have to send. We may have to blow the damn place up if they
Wait a minute. Blow the damn place up? You want to? You want to commit mass genocide?
No. The plan is to get the people, the main people out. Get the people out.
Well, what about all the innocent people you'd injure and the women and kids you'd kill?
Well, we won't do that because we have oil over there. You need to get realistic.
Well, wait a minute. You just said you wanted to blow. You just said you wanted to blow the whole place up.
We're not ready to get out of there because of the oil, but we can start bringing.
Okay. But you just said you wanted to blow the whole place up.
I said some people have mentioned that they might do that if they could, but we need the oil. That's the only place where there's two rivers and water for the people.
There's more oil in Canada than there is in Iraq.
All right, what are we doing over there then?
Well,
it's stupid to be there.
Of course, absolutely. I would agree 100%.
So Hillary's right. We should start.
And so is Barack Obama.
Reasonably getting the people out.
Barack Obama also has a plan to get our troops out.
I'm sure he's better than what the Republicans have. He's much better, but this isn't time for a race war in America.
What does a race war have to do with it? Who's injecting color into this?
We already have problems.
Well, who's injecting color into this? Are you saying only white women should hold office?
No.
Well, then what did you move? Who's having a race war?
I want qualified people, and Hillary's the only one that's qualified
running
for president.
Okay. All right.
Get that through your dumb head.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But you're too far. We're too far to the left.
Oh, I am?
We're too far to the right.
Oh, I am? Boy,
wait
a minute. I'm either too far to the left or too far to the right. Which one is it?
I think you're a hippie. I think you were a hippie, but on the other hand, we wouldn't have gotten out of Vietnam without the hippies. So
yeah, I'm still a hippie.
Yeah, I know you're a hippie. Okay.
I mean, I like to smoke dope and drive around on my microbus and listen to Jimi Hendrix. Are you hip to Hendrix?
You know what I liked about World War II?
What'd you like about World War II?
Men were men, women were women, even though we worked. We did all the work. Most of the work.
What are you saying? Are you saying I'm not a man? Are you saying we're not men?
Men were men, women were women.
Well, what about
they
today?
They dressed like women, well, and they did the work.
Well, I dress like a man. What's the problem? But you know what? Maybe I'll come to work tomorrow in a skirt. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, for God's sake. Well, okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up. Hillary is qualified.
Yeah, okay.
The rest aren't.
Hey, can I borrow a dress of yours?
What?
Can I borrow one of your dresses?
What for?
Well, because I want to dress like a woman. You said men are men and women are women, and you can't tell the difference these days, so I'm just trying to reinforce your argument.
We have a lot of problems in this country, and one of them is screwing up our kids.
Oh, do you think I'm screwing up
our
kids?
Men should dress like men, and women should dress like women, and they should wear warm clothes.
Okay, so can I borrow one of your dresses?
What? That's ridiculous.
Well, I want to dress like a woman.
That's silly.
What's silly about it?
It isn't normal.
What's not normal?
You know what normal is?
What's normal?
Men act like men and women act like women.
Well, I didn't say I was going to act like a woman.
So women do most of the work.
Oh, women do most of the work.
That's good.
Men don't do any work?
Check McCain's record,
okay.
People.
All right.
Ease off.
Amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads, mailing lists, and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-451-3580. That's 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
Auto accident, and first thing that happens is, not only does your insurance company hassle you, particularly if there's medical issues, but also, the people or the person who hits you, their insurance company starts hassling you medical-wise. Or maybe you get hurt on the job. And not only does your insurance hassle you, but also your employer hassles you. Or you go to have a procedure done at the hospital, and they botch it. And the conventional wisdom is you can't fight City Hall. Well, that's not true. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson will do just exactly that. They're personal injury lawyers. They've got huge experience. They have tenacity. And they're not going to let insurance companies and big corporations push you around. That's not what they're about. And they're two of my best friends. Two of my best friends. So, if you need a Progressive trial lawyer, medical malpractice, insurance issues, any of those things, then you need Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Give them a call at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. By the way, I know, I happen to know for sure, Scott Henderson is a big Dylan fan. Let me give you the number again, 303-300. Better than politics. I really do. You know, if you're going to send me like a complaint email, there's so much going on. You know what? Forget it. Maybe we should just talk about music for the next 4 hours. I love music. All right. Lorenzo in Golden, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Jake. It's good to hear you this morning. I wake up to you every morning. I enjoy your program every day.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Before we get into music, just one word about that last lady that called right before the break. God bless her.
Hey, Rose is this radio show's unofficial mascot. We love Rose, man.
Yeah, she's terrific.
She's a work of art.
Yep. She sure voices her opinion, and that's what it's about.
You got it.
Another songwriter, I agree with Lennon McCartney. I'm a full-time musician myself. Written a couple songs, nothing great. but Dylan is certainly the poet of my generation and a great songwriter. I also wanted to mention Billy Joel. Billy Joel is a terrific songwriter, keeping with the Tin Pan Alley tradition.
Yeah, I could see that.
And that's it. Outside of that, Jay, have a real good day.
All right, Lorenzo. Thank you, man. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, ciao, ciao.
All right. What about Kris Kristofferson? No, he would be considered, would he be considered country? Oh, all right, here's somebody, and I bet you we don't have anything by this person. Joe South. Do we have anything by Joe South? Joe South is one of the greatest songwriters of all time, unheralded. Nobody knows who he is. See, we don't have anything by him. Oh, I bet you we do have something by him. Do we have Rose Garden? By Lynn Anderson? Okay, you wrote this.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
You know, John, you're laughing. But the lyrics to this song are in the Country Music Hall of Fame. This is one of the biggest hits ever written by anybody.
When you take, you gotta give, so live and let live or let go.
And it also crossed over into pop and top 40.
I never promised you a rose garden.
And Joe South wrote a lot of good stuff.
I promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't.
We just don't have any of his stuff. I don't even know if any of his stuff's available. All right, 6:30 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's take some more calls. We're going to Roy and Lyons. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Roy.
Good morning to you.
How are you, man?
Hey, I really like your take on this whole issue.
Oh, well, thanks.
I love Rose. I've never heard Rose before.
Rose is like the unofficial, you know, mascot of the show. I mean, Rose is like, you know, it's a privilege to have Rose call in.
Why don't you have her on more frequently?
I've invited her down here, but she just doesn't seem to want to come down here.
Ah, well, what the heck. So here's my deal. I am a proud owner of a music company out there called Time Life.
Right.
And they sell box sets of CDs. And one of these box sets of CDs is called Singers and Songwriters.
Ooh.
And also, I'm a strong fan of when I get a chance to go over to Greeley and get a chance to watch television. I watch Channel 12 or Channel 6. And the guy that I'm going to nominate as number one has been appearing here recently on a oldies but goodies kind of Channel 12 runs him on
right.
on CDs.
Yep.
And you know what my first name is?
Assumed that Roy Orbison was English.
That's right.
And didn't know that he was from Memphis. Or that he had recorded for Sun, I guess, is probably the way to put it. I don't know if he was originally from Memphis, but he recorded for Sun. Most people didn't realize that he was basically part of the beginning of rockabilly.
So he was a Brit.
But that's what they said. Most people thought he was a Brit.
My goodness! I mean, some people could say that Buddy Holly was another one.
Oh, see, there's another person. You know what? Okay, where would you rank Buddy Holly? I love Buddy Holly.
Oh well, then you talk. You can talk about the father of rock and roll. What was that guy? Black guy who used
Muddy Waters.
Well, then Muddy Waters and that other guy, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. I mean, but the question is, who did the writing? You know, there's a lot of a difference between performing
That's
and
right.
writing.
That's right.
And I think you really have to go back to the '60s if you really
well,
want.
But there's some good stuff being written today too.
Oh, and that's right. I agree with you. And even back in the '50s.
Oh yeah. Only yeah. Back then they had to kind of like hide things.
Yeah.
You know, so they couldn't totally come out and say what they meant because what they were talking about would be considered scandalous.
Exactly, like Rose talks about.
Right. Whereas today, you could get away with it. Roy, thanks, man.
Hey, Jay.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Keep it up. Keep this format going.
Thank you, pal.
And again, keep the World Affairs Conference in your top of your head.
All right, will do.
I'm going over to Boulder tomorrow, and it's going to be enjoyable.
All right. Have a great time, man. Thank you. Do we have any Roy Orbison, John? Do we have some? You know what his biggest hit was?
Yeah, Pretty Woman was probably his biggest hit.
Yeah, and people thought he was British. Play a little bit of that. And you can kind of hear it, that it sounds a little British, doesn't it?
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth.
Boy, listen to that guy's
no
voice.
No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman,
I'm not sure who said this, but it might have been Charlie Rich who said this, that he was at Sun one day, and Orbison was recording, and he hit the high note, and Charlie Rich said everybody in the place just stopped, and they were frozen and mesmerized by his voice. Now, his wife has got a campaign going, and she's had it going for a while, to get a national stamp issued in Roy Orbison's name. And I think you can go look that up on the internet. You can go Google it. I signed the petition. All right, 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Who'd you put as your top five songwriters now that Bob Dylan has won the Pulitzer? 303-713-7600, and John checks out traffic.
Traffic is building in those usual spots like southbound 225 from Yosemite to 25, westbound I-76 at 74th, and southbound I-25 in North Glen and Thornton. North of 136th Avenue, we are dealing with some foggy conditions, so you want to be careful up there. It's also going to be busy for you traveling eastbound in Commerce City on I-270 at York Street. If you're heading in or out of the high country this morning, I-70 will be slick in spots from Loveland to Vail. There are chain restrictions in place also. Today's forecast, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Right now it's 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your Denver Lexus dealers invite you to test drive a Lexus today.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got spring fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure for bikes, clothes, great service, rentals.
I got solid advice on my 401. Hey. Also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refire. Can't feel my thunder. The power I got, I can't explain. Especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
And that made it really hard for us and our kids to send her the photos and email messages we all send to each other. So last year, we got her the perfect Mother's Day gift. Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. All Mom had to do was plug it into her phone jack. And now we can all send her email, even call her photos, whenever we want. Mom says it's really easy to use. Email and photos print out automatically. The whole family loves being able to keep in touch with Mom whenever we want now. She says she really loves it too. And that makes everyone happy.
With Presto, you can send email and photos to loved ones even if they don't have a computer. It's the perfect Mother's Day gift. For free information, call now, 1-800-400-8207. That's 1-800-400-8207. 1-800-400-8207.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black.
Bob Dylan wins a Pulitzer.
She will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees.
Boy, congratulations to Bob Dylan. 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 52. J. Marvin asking your top five songwriters at 303-713-7600. And how about Robert Garcia and Jerry Garcia? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter. Would you throw them in there? I know John would.
Yeah, I can't believe I left them out. I'm an idiot.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Let's go to Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Okay, Jay, I can't rank the top five other than Lennon McCartney number one, but Dylan's really good. I like him a lot. I think Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel need to be up there as well.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree about Bruce Springsteen for sure.
But there are three names that I am surprised have not been heard mentioned yet.
Okay.
Four names, really. Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
They produced a lot of hits. There's no question about that.
Paul Simon.
Yeah, well, would you say Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel?
Well, Paul Simon's a songwriter, so it's got to be Paul Simon. You're talking about songwriters.
Yeah, and Paul Simon went out on his own and was pretty successful, too, so I grant you that.
And nobody's mentioned Joni Mitchell.
Oh, you know what song I love by her? Coyote.
Coyote's great. Well, just about anything she does is great. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Shoot. And I'm blanking on all those great Joni Mitchell songs right now. Big Yellow Taxi.
Sure.
Both Sides Now. I mean, those are deep songs.
Yeah, they are great songs. I think Joni Mitchell definitely has to be up there. By the way, one thing I have noticed in this trend is that most of the artists that all of us have mentioned have all been males. Well, what about top females? Joni Mitchell would be number one. Where would you put Joan Baez?
See, I don't know a lot about Joan Baez music. She's a little bit before my time, but she'd have to be considered up there just by reputation. But I don't know a lot of her personal music. As long as we're talking about females, she's kind of out of the realm of pop or rock, but Mary Chapin Carpenter's got a really good...
Yeah, she's real good. There's no question about that. Also, Marcia Ball, I think is her name, is pretty damn good. And then, of course, you can't leave out Lucinda Williams.
Lucinda Williams. Someone else in that vein. I'm just all those names, all those great names. I'm on my way. It's out there. Thinking of all those great names, and they all just
see. There's a lot of you know what? There's a lot of people who wrote music, there were females and males, but they maybe didn't sing them, so, you know, we don't know who they are. We don't, because okay, here's one that I bet you nobody knows. Now, maybe somebody will call in and say they do, but I'm willing to bet that this audience probably doesn't know who they are. Felice and Bordlow Bryant.
You got me.
They wrote the majority of the Everly Brothers songs, and they wrote music for Elvis.
Oh, okay. Getting back to hearing Kris Kristofferson, I heard him actually sing Me and Bobby McGee once.
Yeah, I saw him live, too, and heard him sing it.
And you're just going, wow. I mean, it's mind-blowing because you listen to Janis singing it, and then you hear him singing his own version of it. And according to the legend, Bobby McGee was a girl, and yet Janis made the song hers about a guy, and then he takes it back and makes it about a girl again. And it was just like, wow. He's just shivers.
Yeah,
great song.
I love Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah,
I really do. I like him on all kinds of levels.
Willie Nelson. Why not Willie Nelson? Sure.
Well, okay, Willie Nelson would be. There's a brand new Willie Nelson box set out, and Willie Nelson. Boy, there are so many great stories out there about Willie Nelson. Well, one of my favorite stories about him is he pulls up in a.
Doing.
Yep, she's still out there doing it.
I might also mention Judy Collins for another feminine artist.
Oh, yeah, sure.
She slapped it down right then and there, and it was a whole folk movement that got all of the stuff in the 60s. I'm slightly older than you are, and I was active in the late 60s or early 70s radical. And, man, that was fascinating. And these people got all this stuff going that's been to our benefit since then, and they're still at it, and that's why I vote Dylan. He's American.
All right.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. So, sure. So do you have it? But all right. So where would you put Lennon and McCartney? Two?
They're up there, but I never did get into their music that much. But in terms of, let me make its difference here too. Let's give Dylan credit for the social change in terms of social political, and let's give the Beatles credit for the cultural change. So yeah, they got to be up there number two, but they're a little bit shorter career, and they're not performing anymore.
Well, you know the reason why. I mean,
of course,
two of them.
Well, several reasons.
Well,
yeah.
Two of them are not here. Okay, all right. What about the Rolling Stones?
I liked their music, and it was influential, but they were an extremely coarse, misogynistic, sexist band as far as I was concerned, into the drug culture too much. So while they did a lot of stuff, it wasn't really insightful.
Oh, jeez, how come I like them so much?
Because it's a good dance band. I mean, it's this strong, primal thing, street fighting, man, those are the times, you know? But I like
the blues influence.
I like Clapton a lot. I really love Cream and Disraeli Gears. You know, Clapton's great.
Yeah, I would agree.
But in terms of lyrical content and social change and impact on society, I got to say Dylan. He's the one that single-handedly he blew the fuse off of it. You know, there's folk, and oh, folk was so radical compared to the big band, and all these weird people were into it, and then the Beatles invaded, wham, and then all of a sudden Dylan comes back with electric folk. Wow.
Yeah.
And the whole scene just blew from there.
Yeah, Newport Folk Festival. Was that 1963 or 64? He went electric?
63. Oh, and I might mention that movie, I'm Not There, the Undylan movie.
Yep.
It's hilarious. I went and saw it, and I was laughing, and I was a bunch of other old buzzards in the audience, and they were just sort of staring at me. What's he laughing about?
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Hey, Barry, thanks, man.
Talk to you soon.
Appreciate your show. Got it. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, by the way, here's a statistic that probably nobody remembers, but I'm going to give it anyway concerning music. Do you know what happened 40 years ago today? Well, actually, it would be 40 years ago this week in 1967. John, you want to hesitate a guess on this? You wouldn't know, because you're too young.
Yeah, I'm drawing blanks.
It was this week in 1967, 40 years ago, that Big Daddy Tom Donahue, who had been a disc jockey at KYA in San Francisco and a number of other radio stations, got an idea with another guy, another disc jockey by the name of B. Mitchell Reed, who was in Los Angeles, and they put on the first underground FM rock and roll radio station, KMPX, in San Francisco. That started all of this. Playing album cuts on the air. And all kinds of music mixed together. Jazz, rock and roll, blues, soul, everything. And no tight playlists.
I hate tight playlists.
I know, and every radio station has a tight playlist.
I know.
And these guys were able to not only play this stuff, but also inject their personalities into the shows, too. I wonder what those two guys would think of voice tracking now. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John in traffic.
Checking slow traffic on southbound I-25 and those usual suspect areas from 104th to 84th and I-70 to Spear. Also on the north end, starting to jam up on westbound I-76 around 74th, as well as eastbound 270 at York Street. 2 1/4 sluggish in a couple areas right now. First from Colfax down to Alameda. And again after Yosemite, seeing the stop and go from Yosemite to the Tech Center. Got one accident out there, northbound Spear and Broadway. Today's forecast, a nice mix of clouds and sun, and a high around 55 degrees. Right now it's 29 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into a Sonic today for an order of Cine Snacks. It's the best part of a cinnamon roll and a warm, bite-sized snack of sweet, gooey goodness.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. instantly at eSurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have eSurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at eSurance today. Get your fast free quote at eSurance.com.
They get great MPG. Plus, on top of that, they've got everything else you can think of. Maybe you got a first-time driver in your family. This is going to be like their first car. Rockies has got you covered. They have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles. Maybe you just want something else. Rockies is the place to go. They have their matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in, and they've got more and more inventory coming all the time. There's just nobody like them. Check them out at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go out there and see my buddy Spanky Herrera. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Food from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
Looking to fly nonstop from Denver to Raleigh-Durham or Philadelphia? Southwest Airlines can get you to Raleigh-Durham or Philadelphia nonstop starting May 10th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you farther on nonstop flights. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Bob Dylan wins a Pulitzer Prize. AM 760, Progressive Talk 655, 55 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 52. Asking you about who you think are your favorite songwriters. 303-713-7600. Here's Leon of Westminster. Leon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. This is Leon. From one hippie to another, I just want to interject Glenn Frey and Don Henley from the Eagles.
Yeah, they'd be considered up there. You're right about that.
And John Fogerty, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, definitely.
And, of course, it's already been named Led Zeppelin, Plant and Page. There's been a lot of them, really. Elton John.
You know what? I have trouble with Elton John, and there's only one song Elton John ever did that I ever liked. John, do we have Island Girl? I think it's the only one I've ever liked. It was this one, and maybe because it was a huge top 40 hit. Oh, we don't have it. See, we don't even have it. I mean, I don't know. Elton John's a little. You're right. He belongs there. Elton John and Bernie Taupin belong there. It's just tough for me to accept because I have trouble with Elton John.
Well, he was all about himself. I guess he still is.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I just, you know, there's something about him. But, hey, Leon, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. I got to go to work.
All right, man. Be safe. Let's go to Pete in Fort Collins. Pete, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay.
Pete, hi.
Jay, what's going on, bud?
Pete, how are you, man?
I am wide awake, damn it.
Yeah, really? What are we doing up at 6:57 in the morning, doggone it?
This is crazy. Okay, I've got a couple to put on the list. Of course, Lennon and McCartney for me are always going to be number one. I'm as old as you, so. Okay, but I also thought about Holland, Dozier, and Holland. Remember those guys?
Yes.
They did all that Motown stuff?
Yes. I remember them. They had a song out about Richard Nixon. I can't think of what the name of it was, but it was really good.
Yeah. Okay. Another guy, James Brown.
Did James Brown write his own stuff, or did other people write it for him?
No, mostly it was Fathead Newman that did him.
Yeah.
Mostly. Okay. Two other guys that I think are really important. One is Paul Simon.
Yeah.
And the other guy that I think is very important and very underrated is Brian Wilson.
Yes, the Beach Boys in their Pet Sound era were the best.
Well, there was this album that they did called Holland, and it never got a lot of airplay, but God, whatever. If you ever get a chance to get it, just get it.
I'll check it out, man. Listen, I got to go get the news. And, hey, don't forget Stevie Wonder. What about Stevie Wonder?
What about Steve Land Morris? You bet, man.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, Pete, thanks.
See you later, baby.
All right, brother. If you drive a hybrid, should you get a better parking space than the rest of us? We'll get into that coming up.
Zero to 60. It's one of the many things you consider when shopping for a luxury vehicle. But if you're shopping for a certified pre-owned Lexus, we invite you to turn conventional thinking on its head and consider 60 to 0. Because the 60 to 0 Lexus Certified Pre-Owned event lasts only 60 days. This means qualified buyers have now until June 2nd to take advantage of special lease rates as well as 3.9% APR financing. A mere 60 days to find a Lexus that's backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty, not to mention 24-hour roadside assistance. So put the pedal to the proverbial metal and begin your Lexus ownership experience before June 2nd. Only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance and the certified pre-owned program.
An hour, the top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, reports to Congress. The testimony comes as new violence is flaring in Iraq, with Shiite groups now fighting each other for power and U.S. casualties rising. Retired General David Grange is a CBS News military consultant and says Petraeus will have a harder time than he did back in September when he reported the surge was working.
I think it's going to be tougher. I think he'll hold his own. I think he'll be steadfast. But it'll be difficult for him.
In part because we're now in the midst of a presidential campaign, and all three candidates are senators, and all three will be questioning Petraeus. Democrat Hillary Clinton appeared on the CBS Early Show.
One thing we know for sure is continuing the Bush policy, the Bush-McCain policy now, is not a recipe for success.
Petraeus and the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, will spend all day before a pair of Senate committees. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
In Baghdad, Iraqi and U.S. troops are stepping up the pressure on Iranian-backed militiamen in Sadr City. Anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is threatening to formally end a ceasefire that went by the boards when fighting broke out in Basra and Baghdad 2 weeks ago. Here at home, the Olympic flames on American soil. The torch arrived in San Francisco about 2 hours ago. KCBS Radio's Bob Melrose was on the scene.
Spokesman for the Air Force said that the security here was as tight as it would be for a visiting head of state. There's San Francisco police officers all over the grounds. People had to pass through security officers.
Pro-Tibetan demonstrators plan to stage anti-China demonstrations today and tomorrow during the torch relay along the Embarcadero.
There'll be Tibetans and supporters from all over North America, thousands of them converging on the city.
Texas authorities are holding 401 children rescued from a polygamist compound in El Dorado. CBS's Harry Srinivasan tells us the courts will have to decide what happens next.
There are expected to be affidavits filed over the next few days that would detail what exactly happened to these children. I think the difficult task now for Child Protective Services workers is to try and get information out of a community that has a tradition of being quiet and secretive.
A 16-year-old girl whose call led police to raid the compound claimed that she'd been physically abused. Well, you can always find a newsstand or bar at most airports. Now, more of them are offering pharmacies and walk-in clinics. A clinic in Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport was a godsend for Stephen Plumley when he got off a plane and felt dizzy.
I would have been taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital, treated there. It would have been a much more complicated, dragged-out process.
Thousands of people pass through the airport every day. Industry executives tell USA Today that's what makes them so attractive. Well, March Madness ended with a miracle rally. Kansas, down by 9 points, 2 minutes left in the game, tied it on the last-second shot, then beat Memphis in overtime for the men's college basketball title. S&P futures are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Your body knows back pain can be a night owl.
It likes to stay up late, talking about the things we carried, the chairs we sat in, the shoes we wore. Tylenol PM Rapid Release Gels work with your body to silence the day's aches and pains. They combine the brand of pain reliever doctors recommend most with a sleep aid that, used as directed, is non-habit forming. Because when you sleep better, you feel better. Feel better. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Olympic torch has made its way to San Francisco, and so have the protesters, including 20 Tibetans who live in Boulder. Kunga Lama's protesting China's policies against his country, saying they need to make a statement to the Chinese government.
And I think it's only through these avenues that we can raise, you know, awareness about Tibet.
University of Colorado professor of Chinese history William Wei says China would like to avoid those protests.
I think the Chinese are already embarrassed by what has happened.
But Wei doubts the protests will convince Western countries to do anything substantive about the Tibetan problem. Sharp criticism from Governor Ritter for Senate Minority Boss Andy McElhaney and his bill to place tolls on the I-70 drive up into the high country. Governor says he's got a big problem with the way McElhaney developed his bill.
Senator McElhaney didn't go to the people who are impacted by this and ask them how it impacts their businesses, how it impacts tourism, how it impacts the flow of traffic, how it impacts the flow of commerce on I-70.
The governor says a lot of lawmakers are angry they weren't consulted, and that could threaten the ability to build a coalition. And the Democratic National Convention Committee issuing a green challenge to all the delegates coming to Denver. Lee Daughtry says the delegates will be urged to offset their carbon footprints.
Individual delegates who offset their travel will receive a unique wearable green item for convention week. Available only to these delegates.
Isn't that special? That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crowded after Parker Road, I-25. It's also going to be heavy on the northbound side near Iliff. Speeds downtown on southbound I-25. They're going to be in the teens before I-70 past Spear. C-470 is starting to load up across Highlands Ranch, starting at Broadway, taking you to Quebec. There's a surface street crash, Broadway and Spear. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here's an opportunity to save big on healthcare costs. Now at all King Soopers pharmacies, you'll find hundreds of generic prescription medications for just $4 each. See your King Soopers pharmacist for details and start filling your prescriptions for just $4 at King Soopers.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your valve stem cover.
Thank you. No cameras. Hold
no, wait,
your applause.
You're a what?
A valve stem cover.
A valve stem?
Yeah, I cover the valve stems on your tires. I know your tires inside and out. Mostly out.
Well, thanks, but I'll ask my Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer about tire inflation, rotation, special offer.
Fine, then I'll just keep doing what I do best.
And that is?
Covering valve stems.
Right.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going.
There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out, you said it quite a bit.
Demons.
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I've often wondered, can dogs go to heaven? Or was I just being hostile and nasty? I really don't know the answer to that. Not that I want to spend the whole hour talking about it, but it just hit me. I don't really know the answer. I think it's the Catholic Church, though, that blesses dogs every year. Doesn't it? I think so. 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Good morning. It's mostly sunny. High today, 52. Good to have you along. Thanks for getting plugged in here. All right. Now, I don't drive or own a hybrid. I drive a car that at its worst gets about 16 miles to the gallon. At its best, it can crank out close to 27, 28 maybe. There are places in Denver and all over the Front Range where parking is a hassle. I can name some. One of the ones that comes to mind is Whole Foods, or as Mary calls it, Whole Paycheck. It's hard to find parking at certain Whole Foods. There's also certain malls where it's hard to find good parking. There are places all over town where it's hard to find good parking. We all have to hassle with this. And especially if you don't want your car door dinged. You want to find some place where you can inevitably you have to end up parking away from everybody else. And you try to find one of those places that you can park where you can pull a little bit more to the left, and then it makes the car to the right of you a little harder for them to ding your door. Well, here's a story this morning in the Denver Post. If protecting the environment isn't enough, here's another incentive to trade in that gas-guzzling SUV for a fuel-efficient hybrid. VIP parking. Sunflower Farmers Market receives 6 close-in parking spots for six close-in parking spots for environmentally friendly vehicles at its natural and organic grocery store in Denver. In Westminster, the Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association has a half dozen front row parking spaces for employees who drive hybrids. The city of Aspen issued permits that allow hybrid owners to park in 2-hour residential parking spots for up to 3 straight days and in spots designated for carpoolers. Now, is that discrimination against the rest of us who don't own hybrids? Sunflower Chief Executive Mike Gilliland said the Boulder-based grocer is testing the spots at the Denver store and will decide in the coming months whether to expand to more locations. The move comes as hybrid sales climb and manufacturers worldwide from Ford to Porsche jump into the market. Hybrids combine gasoline engines with battery-powered electric motors. Okay, is it parking discrimination? Is it a case of giving somebody preference for what they have over the rest of us who don't have it? I would love to have a hybrid vehicle, but I don't have one. I'm not in the position, nor do I particularly want to do it. I'm not in the position to get one because I have 2 fabulous cars. One of them, by the way, we got at Rockies. I don't want to trade it in. But how would you feel if you pulled up and it said hybrid parking only, and it was right in front of the store? How would you feel about that? Would you feel like you're discriminated against? John, would you feel like you're discriminated against?
Well, I don't know if I'd feel like I'm discriminated against, but, and I'm probably going to catch a lot of crap for this one, too, but I think that there's too many handicap parking spaces out there already. I mean, I think that 2, 3, 4 for one business is enough. In some places you go, there's like 10, 12. And, I travel with 3 kids, and it's a pain in the butt when I got to park it way in the back. So, I don't necessarily feel that I'd be discriminated against, but I feel that there's already enough handicap parking spots out there, and if they're to throw these hybrid spots out there or green car spots, what's going to be left for the person that just has a regular car without a handicap sticker?
I'm not sure whether I would feel discriminated against or not. I guess I would. I guess I would. I mean, I understand the concept of getting people to go more green. I understand that. And you try to cut down where you can. But But I'm only driving 20 miles a day, which I've repeated on the air numerous times. I'm only going 20 miles a day. And I'm trying to, you know, bicycle a little bit more as the weather gets warm. And I could walk, but there's nowhere really to walk near where I live. But look, how are you going to feel, say, for instance, at the height of the shopping time when you pull up and there's no place to park because hybrids get a great spot and the rest of us have to eat it? And this goes back to an argument that I had with a guy, must have been a year ago, where he called up and he was insistent that everybody go to hydrogen vehicles and that we got to do this right now. And I said to him, okay, great idea, but what do you do with those people who can't afford to drive in to a GM or a Ford dealership and plunk their money down and buy a hydrogen vehicle? What do you do about those people who can't afford or don't want to, with the way the economy is? They don't want to go into debt. They can't afford to drive up to a car store and plunk down the money or go through the financing to get a hybrid. I mean, a lot of people can't do that. So what do you do to them? Do you punish them? And this guy with the hydrogen argument, he and I got into a terrible, terrible argument here on the air. But I couldn't get him to see that middle class people, lower middle class, and the working poor can't go through with this stuff. I mean, if you're in the middle class and you've got, let's say, 2-3 kids, or even if you're sending a kid through college.
It's a little bit of a, maybe I don't want to say it's a myth that these things are too expensive, but that's why they just need to be more affordable. There's, and they're coming. We're going to see a car with 100 miles per gallon pretty soon. I'm confident of that.
All right, so do you think there ought to be special parking places?
Not necessarily. Again, as
hey, it's wrong. Why should I be punished because I economically can't get a hybrid or I don't want to drive one?
Well, I like the sound of the carpool parking spots. That's a great incentive as well. That's something that anyone can do. So, but it's not a guarantee because you know you got single people or whatever, and they're not carpooling. So, you know, maybe it's not fair out there to have these extra special parking spots like that.
All right, pal, drive safely, and I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. And all the calls dropped off. I guess maybe it wasn't. I guess maybe this is not that hot of a topic. But you know, I'm so conflicted about this whole automobile business anyway, because I'm in love with the internal combustion engine, and I know that we got to cut down on carbon emissions. I know we got to cut down on greenhouse gases. I just can't make myself voluntarily do it. So maybe law-wise, I got to be coerced into it. But when it involves shelling out money for new technology, oh man, a lot of people can't make the cut. I mean, John, do you have $13,000 to lay down on a vehicle?
No, I kind of buy used vehicles, so no. Uh-uh. Until these hybrids start coming around for pretty cheap, maybe I could find a good used one in a couple years.
Okay, so you're essentially in the same position that a lot of us are in, and that if this thing catches on, we're going to be punished by these businesses for not being able to afford one.
Right. Well, and I need a hybrid that carries 3 kids, so I need like a big hybrid, you know.
Yeah, you do.
And I think they have some trucks coming out, hybrid trucks.
Yeah, they've got some
like vans.
Yeah, they've got some on the market now.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, so I'm going to be looking into those hybrid vans, but
boy, I don't know. I don't know if I can ever give up the internal combustion engine. I don't know. Maybe I'll be wearing an oxygen mask or something and running around naked because the earth will heat up too much. 720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. John looks at traffic.
Jay, the traffic is pretty thick around the city, but still accident and stall-free on the highways. We do see that stop-and-go conditions on southbound I-25 from I-70 to Spear Boulevard, as well as 2 1/4 from the spillway down to the Denver Tech Center. Seeing speeds in the 20s and 30s on eastbound 6th Avenue. It's a little bit of a struggle beginning around Sheridan, as well as eastbound I-70 at Federal. Two surface street crashes to look out for, one at 20th and Larimer, the other northbound Spirit Broadway. Today's forecast...
Changing your oil every 3,000 miles is critical. Sludge buildup inside your engine can reduce power, increase fuel usage, even lead to premature engine failure. Castrol GTX offers patented anti-sludge technology and unsurpassed protection against viscosity and thermal breakdown. And at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX conventional motor oil for just $2.29 a quart. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Gear up with Esurance and Warner Brothers Pictures for the new live-action film, Speed Racer. Race on over to Esurance for a chance to win the Esurance Speed Racer Sweepstakes. You could be the star of your very own Hollywood adventure. Ready for your close-up? When you visit Esurance, one lucky entrant will cross the finish line to win the grand prize of a deluxe behind-the-scenes tour of Warner Brothers Movie Studios, round-trip airfare to get there, two nights at a swanky Hollywood hotel, and $1,000 to spend. Even if you don't win the grand prize, winners will be chosen every week for other special prizes. Did that get you revved up? Visit esurance.com/speed for your chance to win and view exclusive clips from the new live-action film Speed Racer in theaters May 2008. No purchase application or insurance quote necessary. Must be a legal resident of the lower 48 states. Must be 21 or older. Sweepstakes ends May 11, 2008. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes governed by official rules at esurance.com/speed.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. Well, I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting. An online meeting with GoToMeeting is just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite, they click that link, or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now, or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is WebRadio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio. Or click the web banner right now. Go to meeting.com.
The internet's RockiesAutos.com. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every... Stop the sales ads. Already. It's not to say I don't do it every once in a while. Mostly sunny, high today, 52. All right, do people who drive hybrids, do they deserve to have VIP parking? 303-713-7600, Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM760.
AJ.
Steve.
Yeah, you're becoming quite the jock, bicycling to work. Very good.
Well, I don't bicycle to work, man. I'm not going like 10, 15 miles at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I just want to say that whoever's pushing through that policy, my bet is that they probably drive hybrid.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. It's a Sunflower Farmers Market. Their organic grocery store in Denver. And in Westminster, it's the Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association. And the city of Aspen issues permits that allow hybrid owners to park in two-hour residential parking spots for up to 3 straight days.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like, you know, always the people that are economically disadvantaged have always kind of taken a back seat. You know, all the policies that are created, you know, there's just not a big voice out there. For people that don't have the money.
No, you're right. You're right about that. There are people driving around in cars that have significant exhaust problems. And I've heard that the Association of I don't know what they're called, the Association of New Car Dealerships or whatever it is.
Right.
Matter of fact, we had the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, and Tim Jackson, we had him on here once before. Maybe we should get him on here about this again. They wanted to, I believe, they wanted to to start an incentive program in which they would either credit you money or they would do something for you if you turned in your old car so they could crush and destroy it and give you a more clean-running vehicle, that you could buy a more clean-running vehicle. But what happens if you don't have the money to buy anything?
I mean,
what are you supposed to do?
I love these ideas that come from the policymakers that, you know, they don't look at the reality of people that are economically disadvantaged, that just don't got the money to do that. I mean, it's a noble idea. But if you don't got the money to do that, what are you supposed to do, walk?
Well, I think that's where the idea of liberal limousine liberal comes from. I think that's what they mean when they coin that phrase. Like, okay, fine, but what about the average person? How does the average person function in society when they don't have that kind of money?
Maybe we should roll back the incomes of the policymakers. I think we need to see a little more fair policy to be made, you know?
Yeah,
Maybe the government is making too much money, the people that get their salary from them.
Yeah, you know the other thing I wonder? What is the percentage of pollution caused by industry versus consumers driving automobiles?
Oh, totally. But we can't look there, Jay, because they got the money.
That's exactly right. Steve, thank you, man. All right, here's a few emails at am760.net. It's from Chris. Jay, I love you, man, but seriously, punished for having to walk three extra car widths around the Prius? We all could use a little more exercise, so really, is this a bad thing? Yeah, but I'm not talking about three extra car lengths. I'm talking about like when you got to park way out on the boon docks. I drive a gas guzzler, so I wouldn't benefit from this, but this is a Frau grocery store, not catering to lower classes, a private company rewarding people for doing the right thing. We should encourage that, not attack it. This is from Mary. Hybrid owners get to drive in the HOV lane, too. It's the idea that really what you can make a case that what you're doing here is you're engaging in class warfare. That's what you're going to, right? I mean, because what happens if you don't have $13,000? Here's Becky in Denver. Becky, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think, you know, having incentives for hybrids is good. However, for the regular people like us who have decent fuel-efficient cars, I think there should be better incentives for the little things like cloth grocery bags or stuff like that. And I think that would go a lot further than a hybrid.
Yeah, that brings in a question. What's more damaging to the environment, an automobile or tires, plastic bags, bottles and stuff that do not disintegrate in landfills?
Right. And the average person is probably capable of buying a $20 cloth grocery bag as opposed to, you know, a $13,000 hybrid. And like myself, I already have a really fuel-efficient car, and I'm a student, so I'm not able to afford that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I do all the little stuff as much as I can. And so I think those things should definitely be rewarded.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, by the way, you're a student. What are you taking?
In interior design.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. I wish I had artistic talent.
You know, it's fun. So, but everybody does.
Yeah, okay. All right, Becky, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
See you later.
Bye.
Here's Jane in Westminster. Jane, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Good morning. I was actually listening to you when I was in the process of calling, and you had pointed out that at some point after people have bought hybrids, then they start becoming available in the used car market. And I guess if you want to get there, you have to start somewhere. So I do, as I'm driving around, see a lot of people with new cars. And so if you can do something to incent them to maybe choose a hybrid over a different kind, then that'll actually create the possibility of having used cars sooner.
Well, maybe one of the things would be that right now there's there's an issue of room. Like if you're John and you've got three kids.
Right.
Although they're moving and have moved to having hybrid SUVs. But still, the idea that somebody who has one of these cars gets an incentive, and those of us who don't have the money, how about me? I love my car. Yeah. I don't want to get rid of my car. I want to keep my car forever. Okay? Doesn't that sound crazy? But I want to keep my car forever.
Well, Bob and I tend to keep cars forever, and we were at a point where we didn't have a car payment, and I had to really tussle with the idea of buying a car, but we went ahead and did buy a hybrid and gave up no payments for a payment. So it's not going to be cost-effective for us.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, too. What do you do if you're in a situation where you own your cars and you don't want a payment?
Well, that's what I said. We had to have an internal argument and decide what to do without to do it.
Now, let me ask you this. You just bought a hybrid?
Last July.
Okay. I assume they're like regular, normal cars in that you can get a basic one, and then you can get one that's loaded, right?
Right. And, of course, when we went in, we actually did buy a Prius. So we went in to look and ended up buying because the day we were going. But they had one. Well, they didn't have any when we walked in, and then one came in, and it was a package, too. So it had the backup camera and things that I wouldn't have bought, like the automatic stabilization control, but we decided we'd take it anyway. And I'm glad we've got them now because, like I said, we're kind of bare-bones people, but, I sure like that automatic stability control going around corners and stuff.
Okay, can I ask you, you can just give me a ballpark figure. How much did you pay for it?
Well, we ended up paying, I think it was like $22,000, and I got $2,000 from my Taurus, so, kind of went in a circle, but by the time with taxes, it ate up my Taurus stuff, so we ended up with a $22,000 bill.
Yeah,
and so we're paying a $400, we have a big monthly car payment.
Yeah, see, what do you do if you can't do that? What do you do if you can't swing that?
Well, what Bob and I did for years, we did without. I mean, honestly, we have actually bought a VW Bug from my parents, and we drove that and, rebuilt it. And I mean, that's what we've done with all our cars. We've always gone up to a couple hundred thousand miles. So, like I said, for years and years, we did without, put money in the bank instead of buying.
All right, how about this idea? My wife, Mary, called in with this and left a message, and she's right about this. If you have kids, you extend your carbon footprint.
Sure.
If you don't have kids, you don't extend your carbon footprint. In other words, if you've got three kids, no offense, John, but if you've got three kids, their carbon footprint within their lifetime is going to be bigger than my carbon footprint by myself.
True. Well, I assume that's true. People live differently. I mean, that's kind of been my observation. Maybe one person lives in such a way that they create more footprint than a family of conservative,
Well, okay, there's people out there. You're right. There's people out there who, believe it or not, drive like 12-cylinder automobiles that get 9 or 10 miles per gallon and are not very fuel efficient. And there are people out there who do other little things that waste a lot of energy, like leaving all the lights on in your house,
yeah,
not having those fluorescent bulbs, those kinds of things. But still, anybody who lectures me about my automobile, if they have kids, I can turn to them and say, okay, you're enlarging the carbon footprint more than I am, so therefore I should get VIP parking because I don't have any children.
Yeah, I can understand that. Bob and I elected not to have kids, so, we're kind of in that thing. But
then you should get double VIP parking.
I guess, my feeling is I'm willing to subsidize people, and just like I'm not a big sports person, but I voted for the taxes, that create a stadium. I'm willing to subsidize the enjoyment of other people because sometimes they subsidize some of the things I want. I kind of look at it as maybe, sharing advantage and disadvantage, do something that'll help somebody else.
Well,
and maybe they'll help me too sometimes.
You have a sense of community, which makes you a really good person. Jane, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. All right, how do you feel about that theory, John? Your carbon footprint will be larger than mine because you've got three kids.
my kids are going to figure out how to fix all this problem. So it's a good thing I have three of them.
Yeah, they'll come up with a solution, and then you'll be a multi, you know, there'll be billions of dollars in your family.
We got to have folks out there to fix all of our problems, too, so you just can't stop having
kids. And when I call, I'll get this. 7:39, 39 minutes
after. I'll always answer the phone for you, Jay, when I'm a trillionaire.
Right. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of traffic, here's John.
Stop-go conditions continue on southbound 25 in Thornton and North Glen, as well as downtown after I-70. Same deal for you on 225 in Aurora on the southbound trip from Parker Road to the Tech Center. Got a stalled car blocking the right-hand lane on eastbound I-70. This just after I-25. Also see a single car rollover accident eastbound I-76 near Bromley Lane. That's in Weld County off the highways in the cleanup phase of crash at 20th and Larimer. Today's forecast, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Right now it's 31 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your Denver Lexus dealers invite you to test drive a Lexus today.
Toyota owners, looking for a great deal on genuine Toyota parts and accessories for your Toyota? Check your mail for details.
Spring is just around the corner and warm weather is headed this way. This is Jack Micek, Heating and Cooling, announcing preseason specials now available on new American Standard air conditioning systems. Call for a free estimate on American Standard air conditioners today, and you could receive a free programmable thermostat. That's right, preseason specials and a free programmable thermostat with every purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Call Jack Micek, Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 today for a free estimate on any American Standard total comfort system. That's 303-463-8541.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. Radiant heating is exceptionally comfortable and lowers your heating costs. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Gear up with Esurance and Warner Brothers Pictures for the new live-action film, Speed Racer. Race on over to Esurance for a chance to win the Esurance Speed Racer Sweepstakes. You could be the star of your very own Hollywood adventure. Ready for your close-up? When you visit Esurance, one lucky entrant will cross the finish line to win the grand prize of a deluxe behind-the-scenes tour of Warner Brothers Movie Studios, round-trip airfare to get there, two nights at a swanky Hollywood hotel, and $1,000 to spend. Even if you don't win the grand prize, winners will be chosen every week for other special prizes. Did that get you revved up? Visit esurance.com/speed for your chance to win and view exclusive clips from the new live-action film Speed Racer in theaters May 2008. No purchase application or insurance quote necessary. Must be a legal resident of the lower 48 states. Must be 21 or older. Sweepstakes ends May 11, 2008. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes governed by official rules at esurance.com/speed.
As some people think. I've had people emotional want to give me a hug and tell me how much their lives have been changed by what I taught them.
You can choose to ignore the greatest investment opportunity of your lifetime, or you can call right now for your free Stock Investor Toolkit.
Call 888-664-1261. 888-664-1261. It's free. Call now. 888-664-1261.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
We're playing a lot of Dylan this morning because Bob Dylan won a Pulitzer Prize. So we're kind of saluting Robert Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. 7:42, 42 minutes after the hour, mostly sunny. High today, 52. And we're talking here about a couple of businesses that are giving hybrid drivers VIP parking spots. This is in the Denver Post in the business section this morning. And I want to know if you think that's right or not. At 303-713-7600. And then we get into this whole thing about carbon footprints. And what about the idea of kids? If you got kids, they're going to generate more carbon than I will. Or that Mary, my wife, will. Right? All right, let's go to Leo in Denver. Leo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going good. What's up?
Good, pretty good. You're another favorite topic of mine. I got 2 points to make, one of which you'll really, really enjoy. The first, though, is has to do with incentives, that I think Jane touched on briefly, the previous caller. And that's really incentives being the great failure of the left that we just really haven't admitted to one another. The failure being our inability to present good business reasons to auto manufacturers why it makes business sense to produce environmentally friendly automobiles.
Well,
does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. But wouldn't this be a case, though, where the market would dictate that? Like, in other words, you got to get on board with this, or you're looking at losing, more money than you already are.
But the market is too. I mean, it's supply and demand. We should have been doing a long time ago what Big Oil was doing, which is cutting off our beards, cutting our hair, putting on suits, getting into boardrooms at GM, right alongside Big Oil, and saying, no, Big Oil isn't the way to go, as they tell you that you need to make more and more powerful engines that consume gasoline. What you need to be doing is investing in this technology, and that's what we haven't been doing. We've been passing laws like this one, which sort of bully and cajole and tell people that you ought to feel guilty if you're not driving a hybrid, as it were. It's just wrong-headed. It doesn't make good business sense. And I always thought that if the left could just, get its act together and get into those boardrooms and make those presentations, then we really could make a difference, just like Big Oil does. That's number one. Number two is to do with racing. I know you're a big race fan.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, was disappointed you didn't get in touch with me, watch the Grand Prix of Varan, but that's all right.
Oh.
Congratulations to your guy.
Oh. You know what? You're right. I blew that.
No worries. No worries, man. You're a busy guy. But congratulations to your man. But I'm sure you know one of the NASCAR or what have you have been talking about the sort of green racing series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Green racing.
Well, yeah. You know who's gone to that is A1GP has gone to that, and Grand Prix is bragging about it, and so is ALMS and Rolex.
So some of the long-distance ones. You see, now that's great. Not only does it improve the breed, as they say in racing, but it makes it kind of gives it image. It makes the technology streamlines. It makes it cheaper. I mean, you're talking, I don't have 13 grand. I'm like you. I can't just drop 13 grand on some hybrid so I can feel good about myself. I got to drive what I got. But I think really that with some demand, go online, favorite racing series, wherever it's NASCAR, and say, hey, we'd like to see something like this sort of green racing series. I mean, what do you think, man? I think it'd be pretty cool.
But don't you, but here's the argument I get against, that I get against ethanol.
Sure.
There's an article today in the paper. Once again, it's one of these typical things where I can't remember where I saw it. But, the price of grain, the price of corn, the price of wheat, the price of all this stuff is going up dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the price is offsetting any kind of incentive or discount
sure.
that you would get off ethanol.
And that's only the primary derogatory. The tertiary effects of that are has to do with the devastation of increased farm subsidies. We are devastating genetic entire crops of corn. We're becoming reliant on something new that is, in a way, just as damaging as the fossil fuels that we've been consuming. And this is the sort of cat-and-mouse game that we're playing, and really all we're doing is playing to the tune of big GM, big Ford, who just want to keep making combustion engines. I mean, forget combustion engines.
Well, but see, I don't... Okay, now, here's where you and I may disagree.
All right.
I don't think they want to keep making internal combustion engines. I think what they want to do is they're looking for an answer. But if you read any of the car magazines, like Auto Week, and, okay.
They're just stacked up around here. I'm on my page.
All right. You know that they are extremely, extremely quiet and mysterious about mm-hmm. what they're doing.
Well, just look at the Tesla.
That's right. I mean, you know that there are walls around most of these places, mm-hmm. and that they don't allow anybody to have a look. As a matter of fact,
sure.
you can tour a GE plant, but, for instance, you can't get in to the Ferrari factory in Maranello, Italy.
Or my own factory in Woking, England, McLaren's Technology Center. No, I can't go in there.
Okay. But my point is, because the market is the incentive, which
mm-hmm.
is basically a very conservative argument.
Almost true. Like, can I qualify what you say? Because that's almost true. What is true is profits is what they want.
Okay, that's right. Profits.
Profits. If they can see profits, they'll do it.
Okay, that's right. So don't you think that somewhere today,
mm-hmm.
okay, in Europe and here in America,
sure.
they're sitting behind closed walls, closed doors, working on this, but they're just not going to say anything to you.
And it's a little easier for them to not say anything to anyone as long as people like Royal Dutch Shell, ExxonMobil keep saying, we'll keep paying you the money to develop these engines, lower those fuel standards. Just keep using our product. Keep using oil. You can't tell me that you don't think that that's not slowing down the process.
Well, I think it is, but I think the other thing that keeps it out of the public realm is, hey, if you and I have got a way to get ourselves out of this, to invent ourselves out of this, I'll be damned if I'm going to leak it, share it, or give it to anybody else because I'm going to make all the money myself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what better way to, I think, bring that out with racing in an entertainment format? I mean, it's all right there. It's all right there. I mean, we just haven't been like the right wing has in presenting our case and why it makes business sense. Racing is just one form of that.
Racing is a form, particularly of Grand Prix, and also Rolex Grand Am and ALMS, American Le Mans.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a form of auto research too.
Absolutely, well, I'd say in the case of Ferrari, primarily a form of auto research. They race so that they can build better cars. A lot of people do, but my point is this, and then I got to let you go. But I mean, just start thinking of it. In terms of if we could convince auto manufacturers that this makes profit sense, it makes business sense, that's why you ought to invest in these tech. Not because it's good or it's right or mother, you know, forget all that stuff. They don't want to hear that. They want to see those dollars. But, man, I say what, I'll give you another email. We'll get together for this next Grand Prix.
All right, F1 is in 3 weeks. Yeah,
it's
F1.
17 days.
17 days, and we'll set it up, and you can come to the house, I promise you.
All right, man.
All right.
Clear out to the J. Marvin Clear Channel, right?
Yep. Just go to am760.net and look. You'll see.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Hey, bud, great chat. Have a great day, man.
All right, Leo. Talk to you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, my man, Massa. Ooh, Darren Law. Yeah. All right. 751, Johannes van Overbeck. Yes. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Giancarlo Fisichella. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, John takes a look at normal traffic.
Jay, we're working a new crash northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Already seeing some delays past the Downing Street Bridge. Elsewhere, a stall eastbound I-70 after the mousetrap, and this one sitting in the right-hand lane in Weld County. Crews still clearing that rollover accident on eastbound I-76 at Bromley Lane. Also working an auto versus bike accident in Hamden, at Sheridan. Off the highways, crashes at 20th and Larimer, and a brand-new one, 17th and Lincoln. Today's forecast, nice mix of clouds and sun. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Right now it's 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Refresh eye drops. They won't make your commute any shorter, but they will make your eyes feel better. Refresh. It does what it says. Refresh eye drops are available in the eye care.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. Itsmycarnow.com. The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? It'smycarnow.com.
This song is about MSA in the key of fabulous. Roll off the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on in this and entertain it because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted. Which couples are blooming and which has drifted? And which young idol from rehab escaped? And to what shirty day they later donate? And who's adopting kids? Relations foreign? Whose movies a hit? And who's
yourself? John loves this song, but this was not the big hit by Charles Wright and the 103rd Street Band from South Central Los Angeles. Do Your Thing was the big hit. I don't know why they don't have that in there.
Does the whole hybrid thing seem more like it seems more of a fashion trend than it seems
actually
trying to do good for the environment?
Yeah, to a lot of people it's a statement. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 52. Drive a hybrid, get a great spot. Check this out in the DenverPost.com business section. Let's go back to the phones And we go to Dutch in North Denver. Dutch, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing real good. On these hybrids, I've been listening to your callers and while waiting to talk to you, and the one thing that really bothers me about them is we live in Colorado. And if we remember back to the snowstorm of 06 on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, I had to go pick my wife up, and I had to drive the Boulder Turnpike at that time in the morning. And it looked like a war zone. And the vast majority of them were hybrids and Subarus, just abandoned. It was like driving the Grand Prix trying to get there. And I have a SUV, a Suburban. And I'm also handicapped and or disabled. And it's about the only vehicle I can get in and out of without having to have modifications to.
Well, then, first of all, your point about snow and ice. Yeah, small cars like that have trouble negotiating that, and particularly have trouble negotiating like big snowstorms. But if you can get clearance, you can move forward. The way to get around that would be, but see, this may cut down on the gas mileage. But the way to get around that would be to have all-wheel or front-wheel drive on these babies. Now, the other part about your disability and not being, you know, not being able to get in and get out, I think right there you get an immediate pass.
Well, you know, with that and the fact that, you know, I'm all for the environment, don't get me wrong. But let's get something that can work for everybody, and it's not expensive. I mean, if you look at the price of a hybrid, it's what, $23,000?
Yeah.
And on a fixed income, that's impossible. Like I say, I'm disabled. I'm on a fixed income. I can't even think about it. I had the Suburban before I was disabled, and that's why I have it. But also, in defense of the Suburban, I took my two daughters, my four grandkids, my wife, and we went 3,000 miles on a road trip, and I had everything in it. I had all the clothing we needed, all the snacks, all the drinks, and I got 15 miles to the gallon on it. And for a Suburban, that is phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
That is pretty good. Dutch, thank you, man. Call me again.
Okay, will do.
All right, see ya. Coming up next here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting, an online meeting with GoToMeeting. It's just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite, they click that link, or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now, or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio. Or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting.com.
In the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-300-5005. That's 1-800-300-5005. 1-800-300-5005.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
I'm Bob Buzz, live on Capitol Hill, where the top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is back 6 months after telling Congress the surge is working, telling them now U.S. troops need more time. It's a message being met with open skepticism by many, including Armed Services Committee Chairman Democrat Carl Levin.
This new increase in violence raises questions about the military success of the surge.
All three presidential candidates are at today's hearings. Republican John McCain was the first up.
Today, it is possible to talk with real hope and optimism about the future of Iraq
and the outcome of our efforts there.
Petraeus is testifying now that there has been steady but uneven progress in Iraq, but his report comes amid the background of increased fighting, a dramatic upsurge of violence, increased attacks on Americans, and further instability in the Iraqi government. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
Anti-China protesters were nowhere to be seen when the Olympic torch arrived on American soil a few hours ago, but that's expected to change with fresh demonstrations later today, and again during tomorrow's scheduled torch relay along the San Francisco waterfront. David Perry is a torch run spokesman.
Those of us who are working to make the torch run in San Francisco something that all San Franciscans and the United States and North America and the world can be proud of, we're all concerned when we see anything that might lead to violence.
CBS's Ben Tracy says city officials are going all out to prevent trouble.
They're trying to make arrangements to make sure that they don't have the kind of melee that ensued in Paris and London earlier this week.
401 children removed from an El Dorado, Texas polygamist compound have no idea what's going to happen to them next. Deborah Brown is in charge of the shelter where they've been put up for the time being.
They are doing as well as you could expect. I think they are a little scared and very timid, but seem to be relaxing with the Child Protective Services staff.
State police raided the ranch after a 16-year-old girl called to say she'd been physically abused. A new government forecast calls for peak gasoline prices of $3.60 a gallon in June and the first drop in summertime driving since 1991. Oil analyst Peter Butel.
If you live in New York, this is not the year to see the Grand Canyon. If you live in Texas, it's not the year to see Niagara. If you live in California, this probably isn't the year to visit the Chesapeake Bay.
If the high price and strong taste of Starbucks coffee have you pouring your own, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz wants your business back. The chain is launching a new milder blend priced at less than $2 a cup.
What we're saying to our customers is you can come into Starbucks across America and get the best cup of coffee you've ever tasted.
Stores around the country will be handing out free samples beginning 2 hours from now. Prices are lower in early trading on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials are down 67 points. The NASDAQ Composite is 16 points lower. This is CBS News.
Tell me what you want. Dell has people talking, like the customer who wrote exactly what small businesses have needed for years. Need savings too? Take $250 off on a select Dell Bostro desktop with a 20-inch widescreen flat panel monitor featuring Intel Core 2 Duo processor. Put Dell to work for your small business at Dell.com/radio. Prices do not include taxes and other fees. Limited time offer. U.S. only, subject to change.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Dipstick.
You know what they say, if you want good advice, ask a dipstick.
That's what they say.
Yes.
I think I'd rather go to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer when I need an oil change or anything else.
Well, I guess you want a professional opinion, huh?
Well, the dealer knows my car. You know, I'd much rather talk to them than to a drumstick.
Dipstick.
Sorry.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Now that the Olympic torch has arrived in San Francisco for the only stop in North America, a group of 20 Tibetans from Boulder have traveled to SF to take part in anti-Chinese protests there. Tibetan native Kunga Lama telling our partners at 9 News what he's hoping for.
That China listens.
Yeah, well, University of Colorado professor of Chinese history William Wei says China may be embarrassed by all the protests, but he doesn't think much is going to change.
It will generate a lot of international sympathy, but probably not much international support.
The International Olympic Committee is thinking about stopping the Olympic torch relay because of protests against China. Governor Ritter getting into the middle of a big battle between business and labor in our state. Many business leaders are backing a constitutional amendment to officially make Colorado a right-to-work state, meaning employees could not be required to join unions. Governor says the right-to-work amendment is not needed.
It's never been in the Constitution before. Doesn't need to be in the Constitution.
Big labor is countering with proposals to require wage hikes and increased health care. And the state Supreme Court has ordered the Arapahoe District Court to unseal the indictment against Aaron Thompson. He's the Aurora man suspected in the disappearance of his 6-year-old daughter. Thompson was indicted by a grand jury last May on 60 criminal counts. The little girl's body has never been found. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A crash northbound I-25 right around Santa Fe, hanging things up underneath the bridges. There's also some slowdowns on 225, 270, as well as westbound 76. Coming up on 74th up to I-25. Sounds like there's a stalled out car westbound I-70. It's right around Colorado. We're seeing speeds dip into the teens westbound C-470 from Lucent to after Quebec. That's traveling eastbound, rather. On the northbound side of westbound C-470, delays along those foothills. There's a surface street crash at 17th and Lincoln downtown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride. Move your ride. Help keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. When you move your car on street sweeping day, you're helping keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit denvergov.org to sign up for a free e-minder or call 311 for more info.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your valve stem cover.
Thank you. No cameras. Hold
no, wait,
applause.
Hold on. You're a what?
A valve stem cover.
A valve stem
cover? Yeah, I cover the valve stems on your tires.
Oh.
Ah, I know your tires inside and out. Mostly out.
Well, thanks, but I'll ask my Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer about tire inflation, rotation, special offer.
Fine, then I'll just keep doing what I do best.
And that is?
Covering valve stems.
Right.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big guns.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Well, every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin, where we don't bone you with BS. At 8.07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 52. Thanks for joining us. The radio program where screaming white men are not allowed. Even though sometimes I get a little passionate, my voice raises a little bit, I realize that. But it's not out of malice. It's out of passion. Okay, going to be a nice day today, and it's good to have you along. We'll do open phones in about an hour. I'm trying to figure out how to get into this. Because I'm not sure that you care that much about this as much as I care about it. Not because I'm a better person than you are, but because I'm fixated with this. And I've been fixated with it for a long time. And the first time I ever said anything about it, I got angry emails from people who said, well, I'll get into that part later. I know Mary's going to cringe when I tell this story. I have two friends in Cuba. One is Arnaldo Coro, who's been on this show numerous times. Then the other one is a woman by the name of Irma, who works in the English Correspondence Department of Radio Havana, Cuba. You know, shortwave radio now is not what it used to be. It used to be a huge, huge thing for people. And it used to be a huge thing for kids as a hobby. Now, of course, that's been supplanted by iPods, computers, the internet. But I've kept in contact with Irma since 1996. First by letter, and then later by internet connection, which she had at her job at Radio Havana, Cuba. And Mary and I met Irma in 1996, or 95, I think it was, when we went there. Now, John, are you sure I'm not repeating myself on this, about the hurricane story and all that?
I don't know if you've told that story. I know I've heard the story. I don't know if you've told it on the air, though.
I get this email from her one day. This is like last year, I think it was. A hurricane, part of a hurricane, had gone through Cuba and had gone through Havana. And it caused a brownout, and her refrigerator went dead. She lost all of her food, and the refrigerator ultimately failed. Plus, she had a big mirror in her bathroom that fell down and smashed her toilet. So she has the nerve and the desperation to send me an email asking for my help. And I answered her back and said, I'll do whatever I can for you.
So without saying how I did this, I got her the money. About 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, she told me she was sick and that she was going to the doctor and that she didn't know if she'd be returning to work or when she would be back to work, but she would somehow try to pass word to me and let me know. Now, in Cuba, they have these internet cafes where you can get on and you can have an internet account, but it costs a tremendous amount of money, and usually people stay on it for 10, 15 minutes, and that's all they can afford. So I don't hear from her, and then I hear from her again, and she's going to have to go into the hospital under the knife. And I ask her what's wrong, and she tells me, well, I have to have a hysterectomy. Okay. So I get in contact with my other friend in Cuba, and I say, hey, can you keep track of what's going on with Irma and report back, because she doesn't have access to the internet? Then I get an email from one of these internet cafes from her that there was complications in the operation, that she needs to get her hemoglobin up, and that she's sick and needs help because she doesn't have the money for vitamins, and she doesn't have the money for food, and she's got a problem, and on and on. And I said, okay, not a problem. I consider you to be part of the family. I'll get the money to you. And I did get the money to her. Now, admitting this on the radio actually is admitting that I did two things that were illegal, giving her the money the first time and giving her the money the second time, because it's illegal to have that kind of dealings with Cuba. And even though I feel like Irma is part of my family, she technically is not. Now, this is what gets me down to what's been bugging me, and it's been bugging me now for God knows how long, and this story is now making its way into the news, and now I got to talk about it. I just got to talk about it. Why is it that we can't have any relationship with Cuba whatsoever? But you know something? Look what's going on with China. And Nancy Pelosi has said to George W. Bush, do not go to the opening of the Olympics. And I would keep it a step. I would take it a step further. Not only would I urge him not to go, but I would urge America's athletes not to go. We ought to turn our back on the Chinese for the way they are and for what they're doing to Tibet. Now, here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say about it.
Time on the floor of the House of Representatives will have a resolution calling upon the Chinese government to stop its oppression of peaceful demonstrations in Tibet.
Okay, there's one. There's the first one.
We're asking them to engage in negotiations with His Holiness the Dalai Lama for a peaceful resolution of that issue of autonomy for Tibet.
All right, and here's the third one.
I think the president should think about whether, when he decides whether he would go to the opening ceremony, to give credibility and respect to the Chinese government, that long before that they will have changed their direction, and if not, that he would reconsider his decision to be there.
Okay, and do we have one last one? We have one last one, I think, don't we?
I'm concerned about the people who are climbing the Golden Gate Bridge and unfurling banners. I'm concerned for their safety.
All right. Do you think George W. Bush, do you think he should go to the opening ceremony of the Olympics? Do you think we should participate in the Olympics? And also, here's a third question. Why are we so soft on the Chinese? Now, my sister goes to China all the time. I don't get it. She said to me, oh, you should go. It's fabulous. No, I'm not going. I won't go. I don't like the Chinese. And I got an email from somebody. I got a bunch of angry emails. What are you saying? You don't like Chinese people? No, I don't care for the Chinese government, is what I'm saying. And I don't understand with the things that they do, the human rights abuses that they cause, and everything else, why it is that we suck up to them, and not only that, that like all of a sudden we're going to go to the Olympics. And that George W. Bush is talking about going to the opening of the Olympics. So what ends up happening is if George W. Bush goes to the opening of the Olympics, which is what Nancy Pelosi is talking about, isn't it then conferring some degree of respect and honor on the Chinese government? And it's respect and honor on the Chinese government that I don't think that they deserve, that we know that they run sweatshops. We know that it's not a free country, and we're supposed to be so fixated on democracy, and we're supposed to be so fixated about this kind of stuff, and that's all we ever hear from people is about, oh, well, you know, we're restoring democracy in Iraq, and that's the reason we went there. Yeah, okay. Okay, I hear you about that, but what about all the other countries in the world that don't have democracy? What, we just don't care about them? I mean, does that make sense? Or am I way off base? Let's go to Jay in Southgate, Michigan. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. What's up with you?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to chime in on this Chinese situation.
Sure.
Okay, aren't the Chinese lending us the money to pay for the war?
Oh, yeah. They're big holders, along with the Saudi Arabians. They're big holders of our debt.
Right. And aren't the Chinese the ones giving us the money for this big stimulus package we're going to get in the next month?
That I don't know about. I think we have to borrow to pay for that. And if we have to borrow to pay from it, I'm not sure where we're going to get that money. We could also be going to Saudi Arabia.
Right. And, well, the only other real quick comment I had about China, I don't want to go down the whole Walmart trail right now, get up on my soapbox about that one. But, yeah, I agree with you 100% as far as, like, our stance on the Chinese as American citizens. Our government has a whole different view on it. But I agree with them.
Correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the government supposed to represent our point of view? I mean, how can they stand up and talk about democracy and then turn around and go to one of the most...
I know that, you know that.
Yeah, it just nauseates me.
You know, what about a voter turnout? That just shows how much we're involved in our own government. The low voter turnout.
Well, you know what?
As long as we can eat our chicken and drive our cars, we don't care about the rest of the world.
You know what? I'll tell you something, though. I'll bet you the voter turnout this time is higher than it's ever been.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too, man. I do too. Jay, thank you. Great call.
Hey, we'll see you out in August.
You got it, brother.
At the conventions, man.
Yep.
All right.
See
you. Easy, Jay.
All right. All right, let's go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Good, man.
That other Jay just had a great point. I didn't think about the fact that we couldn't afford to piss off China because they're holding all our debt. That's a great point.
Well, doesn't that tell us something about ourselves, though?
Sure, it does. It tells us a lot. Here's the other thought that I had. With our history of Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib, we don't have any moral authority now to tell China that they're bad. If George Bush said, I'm not going to the opening statement, if I was a leader of China, I would laugh out loud on TV and say, George Bush is calling us evil? We have no moral authority now to say that anybody else is bad.
So then we should essentially just go then? And
well, no, I think that the athletes could make a statement, Congress could make a statement, but George Bush has zero moral authority. That's my point.
So he should go.
Well, I honestly don't give a crap what he does. If he goes, he doesn't go. It doesn't make any difference to me. But I don't think he has any moral authority to put any pressure on anybody.
See, if he goes, he represents you and me, and he gives the Chinese government legitimacy, and I don't think that ought to be confirmed. He gives them respect. I don't think that ought to be conferred on them, considering what's going on. And, you know, I'll tell you something else, too. And let's see if you agree with me on this.
All right.
We need a deeper investigation into how much the Chinese hold of our debt and how it got that way and how to turn that around.
Oh.
How can we have one set of standards for one country and another set of standards for another country.
Well, I think we do need to have that kind of investigation. I think they pretty much own us. And they
to put it another way, who do you think's more dangerous, the Chinese or the Cubans?
Oh, by far, the Chinese. Cubans don't have any power to do anything to us. Cubans can barely, you know...
Feed themselves. So why are we doing this? Why? Because we owe money?
Because we owe money, and we don't want them to call that debt. If they call the debt, we're done. We are done. We are broke. And if they call that debt, how are we going to pay it?
That's sad.
Nations can be bankrupt too. We are morally and now it becomes clear economically bankrupt.
Aren't there some things though that are more important than money?
Well, we're talking about
a huge financial catastrophe, right?
Yes. On a scale never before seen.
So therefore, under those kind of conditions, the Chinese have a blank check to do whatever the hell they want, and there's nothing we can do about it. Well, then, you know what? If that's the case, then I don't want any more leaders standing up and lecturing me about the need to instill democracy in other parts of the world.
No, it's a joke when George Bush stands up and makes those arguments. It's an absolute joke, and that's my point. And Chinese could call him on it. They could say, it's a joke. We don't represent democracy. We represent our economic interests. And if we can put a patina of representing democracy on it, we'll do that because it makes us feel good and because we think we can fool people. But we don't represent democracy around the world. What democracy have we brought to Iraq?
No.
We brought democracy
to
Iraq.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. Steve, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. It just bugs me to no end, this whole Olympic thing. And it just bugs me to no end about the Chinese. It really, really does. I don't know. How do we do this? How do we do this with a straight face? How do we turn around and lecture other countries about democracy and claim that we're going to bring democracy to Iraq. We're going to bring it to Iran. We're going to bring it here. We're going to bring it to Syria. And yet the Chinese don't have it. And that's fine with us. We don't care. Hey, lend us some money and fine. What's the difference between that and ponying up? What's the difference between that and buddying up with a loan shark? 8:23, 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk in traffic.
Add eastbound C-470 to your list of places to avoid this morning as we're checking the speeds and they're dipping into the teens from Santa Fe all the way past Quebec. It's also stop and go for you southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road to the DTC and on southbound I-25 from 58th to past 20th Street. Still working that crash northbound 25 near Santa Fe, causing slight delays back to Downing Street Bridge. Also have a rollover crash they're trying to clean up on eastbound I-76 near Bromley Lane in Weld County. Got a couple off-highway accidents, Alameda and Buckley, 16th and Lincoln, and Exposition just east of Federal. Today's forecast, partly cloudy and brisk.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation.
Marty Sheets, owner of Denver-based Heritage Security, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to take my business to the next level, and the CU Executive MBA program gave me the foundation to do that. We're now providing security for major corporations and school systems. The investment I made getting my CU Executive MBA degree has been paid for many times.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Gear up with Esurance and Warner Brothers Pictures for the new live-action film, Speed Racer. Race on over to Esurance for a chance to win the Esurance Speed Racer Sweepstakes. You could be the star of your very own Hollywood adventure. Ready for your close-up? When you visit Esurance, one lucky entrant will cross the finish line to win the grand prize of a deluxe behind-the-scenes tour of Warner Brothers Movie Studios, round-trip airfare to get there, two nights at a swanky Hollywood hotel, and $1,000 to spend. Even if you don't win the grand prize, winners will be chosen every week for other special prizes. Did that get you revved up? Visit esurance.com/speed for your chance to win and view exclusive clips from the new live-action film Speed Racer in theaters May 2008. No purchase application or insurance quote necessary. Must be a legal resident of the lower 48 states. Must be 21 or older. Sweepstakes ends May 11, 2008. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes governed by official rules at esurance.com/speed.
Can't even name all vehicles that they have. I mean, it's really, it's that big. And they've got everything from the very, very practical to the very, very tough industrial to the very, very exotic as well. Rockies has got it all from A to Z. And they've got good people out there to help you, like my friend Spanky Herrera. Rockies has been owned and operated since 1982. They've been a family operation. And you can really tell when you go out there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So, where you buy makes a statement. And if you want to make an economic statement, then you want to go to Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Go now. Call now.
This morning at 10.
General Petraeus delivers his assessment of the war on Iraq in the Congress. We'll have congressional reaction. John McCain now saying the Democrats' position on Iraq is flawed, but he has no end game. And Hillary Clinton is calling on the president to stay away from the Olympics. Is that the right move? Boycotting the opening ceremonies in China? We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
This morning at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I think the president should think about whether, when he decides whether he would go to the opening ceremony, to give credibility and respect to the Chinese government, that long before that they will have changed their direction, and if not, that he would reconsider his decision to be there.
And I did forget that Hillary Clinton is also calling on the president not to go, and good for Hillary. Good for Hillary. 8:28, 28 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 52. And we're talking about whether we should go to the Olympics and whether George W. Bush should go to the Olympics. The Summer Olympics, which start August the 8th in lieu, and it's going to be in Beijing, in lieu of what's going on with Tibet.
Jay, my question is, why did the USOC grant China, you know, the Olympics if they knew these problems were going to come up?
They didn't know they were going to come up. They didn't know they'd have this trouble with Tibet, but the Chinese have a miserable human rights record.
Well, yeah, and before, yeah, they have it exactly. So why would they grant them the Olympics?
Because I guess human rights just don't count.
Yeah, see, I blame the USOC on this. I think that's a big problem.
The United States of America. I mean, we're a huge power in the Olympic movement, and we just go along with it. Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
I agree with everything you've said. Your first two callers, this is what happens when you borrow money from a foreign nation, especially a tyrannical foreign nation. We can't take any action. I mean, no matter what China does with Tibet, we are hamstrung. We can't do anything.
And, you know, that's sad.
It's terrible. And I've heard a figure approaching $1.5 trillion that we owe China. So, and you're asking George Bush not to attend, asking George Bush to do the right thing. You know that's not going to happen.
Well, he hasn't said, as far as I know, whether he's going to go or not.
Oh, I heard him this morning. They said that I was listening to Bill Press. They said he was going to go.
Oh, that he is going to go?
Yep.
Oh, see, I didn't see that today. I didn't see that today, this morning, when I was looking at the wires. I didn't see it.
That's what I heard on the radio.
Well, it's probably, if Bill Press says it, then it's probably true. And I'll tell you something else, too. I think the fact that he's gonna go, or wants to go, is disgraceful. I think it's a fact that the athletes are going. I think that's also disgraceful. I think the fact that we're involved in it in any way, shape, or form is disgraceful because we don't care about human rights, but yet we always mouth these big human rights platitudes.
That's right. But that's all it is rhetoric from this administration.
It's just rhetoric.
John was right in the first place. They should have never been granted the Olympics.
No, I agree.
I mean, what a horrible human rights, history to have, and they're granted the Olympics. It's that was the wrong thing to do to start with.
Well, they're Stalinistic. Tim, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay. Let's go to Brandon in Longmont. Brandon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hey.
Getting ready to fly out of DIA this morning.
Cool, be careful.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to say, I wanted to touch on something. I think Bush should go. And the only reason I think that is because I think everyone else should stay home. If we can get him to go, he separate that insulates us from what he's doing. I think the world has pretty much come to a conclusion that he's pretty much irrelevant in this country at this point. They know we're getting ready to change leadership. So I think letting him go and denouncing him for going is the right thing to do, because he's going to go whether or not we want him to or not.
Well, I think that point's really clear. I think it's really clear that he doesn't give a damn about public opinion. Look at the position he's in. So I agree with you there.
Yeah. So let him go. I would implore the athletes. I would implore everyone else to stay home. That would send a stronger statement.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anybody out there that's planning on going.
It's not me.
No, me neither. I'd never go. I won't set foot on the Chinese mainland. There's no way.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I have really strong negative feelings about China, but this is the fact that they're holding the Olympics this year is pretty irritating to me.
Well, I think it also does raise questions that John brought up. I think it raises questions as to why and how.
That's something I hadn't even thought of. But yeah, it's absolutely valid. I just I really don't think we can. I think that it's important as a country, and just about everything that Bush does at this point, that we firewall ourselves from them. We let everyone else in the leadership in Congress, let them make their statements, and then, you know, let Bush do his own thing. And the more he does that, the more isolated he becomes.
Good point.
The less he matters.
Yeah, that's another question, too, worth asking sometime, how relevant people think he really is.
I don't think he's relevant at all. I think the rest of the world kind of sees it that way. I've been reading quite a few articles where people are going overseas, and the opinion's starting to turn now. The opinion is starting to turn where people are actually saying, you know, Obama, Obama, obviously. they're really happy about that. But, I mean, even if it's not him and it's someone else, you know, they see that there's a change in leadership coming. They don't really care about Bush anymore. They know that that's going to come to an end. So I think the more that we marginalize him, the better.
I think so, too. Brandon, thanks.
No problem.
All right, man.
See you later.
Have a safe flight. But, and I got to say, congratulations to Hillary Clinton for speaking up on this. Terrell, Denver. Terrell, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, we're missing a very important part of this argument here. What about the athletes who've trained for the past 4 years for this event?
Well, what about them?
Wow. Let's say that you're one of those people who've been training for 4 years, maybe even 8 years, because you missed the qualifiers, you know, years past, and this is your chance to go, and all of a sudden, because of these abuses, your country doesn't want you to go.
I would understand that. Because I think that one of the major flaws this country has is the fact that no matter what the cause is, no matter what the circumstances are, the American people and everyday people, they're never called on to make any sacrifices. The only people that are called on to make any sacrifices are the families of soldiers that are in Iraq. The rest of us just really conduct our daily lives. And if you have things going on like human rights abuses, and you've got people who want to be free so bad that they're willing to stand up to overwhelming state power and take it on, then you know something? A pole, a high jumper, or a relay race athlete, or a discus thrower, or a weightlifter, or whatever the case is, or an Olympic swimmer should be able to understand that and take that into consideration.
But that's not what they train for. I mean, they don't train to.
You don't have to train. You don't have to train for that. That's called being a human being.
But still, I mean, you're still not addressing the question.
I am addressing the question.
I mean, what do you do with these? Let's say your daughter. I know you don't have kids. Let's say you have a daughter.
I do have kids.
Okay. Good for you. All right. Let's say you have a daughter, and she's been training for, you know, the last 8 years for this event. And all of a sudden, since we don't like XYZ country, you're not going to participate in that event. So what goes to all the time that your daughter put into preparing for this country? I mean, not preparing to represent this country in an event. It's an event. I mean, they have their human rights abuses. We have ours. I mean, all
yeah, but our human rights abuses internally inside this country, they pale in comparison to what they have going on in China. They pale in comparison. And also, we don't have a situation where in this country where, I mean, it just pales in comparison to what these folks have been up to. And what they've been up to for a long, long time, and they live in a totalitarian society, and we never stand up to them. We've had our scrapes with them. You know, I'm not going to say we never have, but I understand your point totally about the athletes. But I also understand the point that we don't always get what we want in life, and also that morally, I think we have despite our leadership, we have a moral imperative to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves, who are being brutalized by a government that we're playing footsie with. And this is one of the things that's always happened to us.
Still has nothing to do with the athletes, though.
But the athletes are part of it because they have to turn around and they have to make a sacrifice. Because we are never in this country called to make any sacrifices for anything. What was the last sacrifice that this administration asked us to make?
Keep spending money.
Well, okay. I mean, I rest my case. You know, I mean, they've never stood up and said, well, listen, collect scrap metal or, you know, whatever. I mean, no. They just like, oh, there's a war going on. Oh, we've lost over 4,000 soldiers. Well, listen, hey, things are going to be okay.
GM could have built some armored vehicles if they were asked to.
Well, okay, but you know what? Why is it we can't stand up? Why is it we can't stand up? And why is it that the athletes and everybody else just wants business as usual? While who's attacking the Chinese? Is it an armed revolution? No, for God's sakes, it's monks that are doing it.
Peaceful, nice, peaceful monks. I get your point, totally. But still, I think there should be a secret ballot with everyone who have. Train for the Olympics to decide whether they want to go or not. It shouldn't be up to the president. Shouldn't be. Not this one, anyway.
Well, ultimately, it's not up to the president. Ultimately, it's up to the Olympic body in the United States. And I guess, you know, you and I are just not going to see eye to eye on this one, but I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you, made it provocative, and I hope you'll call again.
Oh, I always will.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. John with traffic.
Jay, we're dealing with some pretty lengthy delays on northbound I-25 from University down to Santa Fe, where we have an accident sitting there. This northbound side, or rather southbound side, has struggled from 58th to 20th. That's usually the case this time of the day. And if you're heading to the tech center from Aurora on 225, speeds are going to be barely breaking the 20s from Parker Road down to I-25. Traffic's a little thick in the tech center as well. Northbound 25 from 225 to Yale. And in Highlands Ranch, eastbound C-470 struggle from Santa Fe to Quebec. Got a disabled vehicle eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street. An accident at 2nd and Lincoln, and a stalled car northbound 225 at Iliff, and it's blocking the right-hand lane there. Today's forecast, a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 54. Right now it's already 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
For all the traffic information you need to make your trip around town easier, go to am760.net. Find where the backups are, plus up-to-the-minute weather.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com. Check it out. And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Because zero down delivers. itsmycarnow.com. The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
Yo. MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. I also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi. Yeah, feel my thunder. I can't explain, especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, yeah, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
Minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 52. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Eric Bullard with Media Matters for America, and then more of your phone calls with open phones. 303-713-7600. Should George W. Bush go to the opening of the Olympics? Should the Olympic team go? Let's go to Eric in Fort Collins. Eric, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing today?
Hey, man. I'm all right. What about yourself?
Doing pretty well.
Cool.
Hey, Hillary's calling for George Bush not to go. The Clintons gave China favored nation status and sent all these companies over there to do business. But now she's calling for us to boycott.
She's calling for the president not to go in lieu of the ongoing violence over Tibet. And my answer to that would be, yeah, you could say it's hypocritical, but of course, you could also look at it on the positive side, which would be better late than never.
Okay, so we're asking all these athletes to give up something they've been working for no profit to themselves.
Well,
for the glory of it, and all these companies can stay there and keep doing business and making money hand over fist.
Well, do you ask people to sacrifice for something that it should be considered good and it should be considered good and noble, or do you say that we'll just follow the current method, which is to just allow people to make no sacrifices and do whatever they want?
Well, I'd say that the we started out getting companies out of China and bringing jobs back here, and then we can focus on the athletes and the non-profit.
I have no problem with what you're saying, but we're sitting at a time and place right now where you've got monks, man, standing up to the Chinese. I mean, that's how bad they want freedom. That's how bad they want self-determination. And so by going and by sending the President of the United States and by participating, basically what we're doing is we're ignoring what's going on. We're basically turning our backs on it. And we also have another problem. And the problem is, why does China get the treatment it gets, and yet we're down on all these other host of countries, including using Iraq, the idea of restoring democracy in the Middle East? Well, we have to have democracy in Iraq, so we had to go there. Well, what about China? China hasn't had democracy since 1948.
That's true. It's a complicated issue. I would say, first let's boycott the companies bringing stuff from China, and then that's going to make a bigger statement.
Yeah, but how does that help the Tibetan monks who are under attack now?
Because it takes money away from the Chinese government.
No, we should send a message to the Chinese that this is not acceptable and that we're not going to play games with this and that we're not going to accept this and that we're not going to be involved in it, and that, yeah, people will get hurt by this. Sure, there's a lot on the line. There's the athletes. There's television revenue. There's everything else. When are we going to arrive at the place in this country where it isn't always a dollar and it isn't always what I want as opposed to what's good for everybody?
I don't know. Hopefully soon. Hopefully
yeah.
We get there soon, man.
Well, maybe we'll get there in January of 2009. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
All right, Eric. Thanks, man. You're great.
You bet, Jay. Have a good one.
Okay. Mike in Broomfield. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, this is a first-time caller. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, welcome. I'm doing good.
Hey, Jay, just a couple questions before I get into what I think. When was the last time that we boycotted the Olympics? Was that back in 1970-something?
Yeah, it was either in the 70s or the 80s, and I can't remember when.
Was that Montreal? I can't remember, but I'm just wondering didn't we have, I'm not saying the similar issues, but I was just wondering in regards to, you know, what did the athletes do back then? I mean, were there any, most companies, what they do, they always learn from their mistakes, and so I'm just wondering, what did the athletes do back then? To take a stand? Did they follow their leader, which would be if George Bush would decline, participating, then they would follow suit. I'm just wondering, what do we have any precedents?
Well, it would be the American Olympic body that would make that decision, not George W. Bush. And
well, you're correct. And
I mean, do we learn anything by our past mistakes? Well, listen, look at what's going on now. Apparently not.
Yeah, that's true too. I would just to make sure that I get my point out. I would say that for these athletes, and let's talk about the athletes first. I would say that they need to come together. And now you had one caller that basically said, let's kind of get together, because these guys and ladies have been training all their lives to participate in something that they only dreamed of, and so
So I'm just wondering if a chance for them to come together as one and decide whether or not they want to participate in the upcoming Olympics, and then in regards to George Bush participating in the Olympics, for all the things that all the callers have stated up to this point, I think that it would be very difficult for our president to stand tall and look the Chinese government in the eye and say, this is what I stand, and this is how I stand.
Well, it would be difficult, but not impossible. I understand your point about the athletes. I get everybody's point about the athletes, but I go back to what I said before. When are we going to arrive at the point where it's not always about the money and it's not always about individuals, that it's about the good of all and principles and standing out? I'm not saying it's easy. Anybody who's been in a situation where they have to choose would tell you that it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But I think there are times when you have to do it.
I totally agree. But here's something else I'd like to point out. How about these companies? I mean, I don't know how many companies we from the United States that participated in the Olympics. Construction companies and other types of companies. Do we have any companies from the United States that you're aware of that's over there participating in the...
We have numerous companies.
I'm just wondering how I'm sure that this didn't just come up overnight.
But what sparked the examination of this is the violence that's going on in Tibet. That's what sparked the looking at this, and that earlier when they made these decisions to do this, you didn't have that. But I wouldn't have backed it originally. I would have been against it. I got to get some traffic, Mike. Thanks, man.
All right.
It's 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk, traffic.
Crews have moved that accident on northbound 25 at Santa Fe, but still seeing heavy traffic beginning around the Emerson Street Bridge. Elsewhere, the highways are starting to clear, but it will be a little busy for you on 225 in Aurora, particularly southbound from Parker Road on, as well as southbound 25 in that downtown stretch after I-70. Got a couple stalls that might get in your way a little bit. Northbound 225 at Iliff and eastbound 6th Avenue at Bryant Street after Federal. Today's forecast, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Right now it's 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
For all the traffic information you need to make your trip around town easier, go to am760.net. Find where the backups are, plus up-to-the-minute web.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting. An online meeting with GoToMeeting is just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite. They click that link or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now, or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is WebRadio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio. Or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting.com.
Yo, it's my car now.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's my car now.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. It's my car now.com. The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? It's my car now.com.
1261 888-664-1261. It's free. Call now. 888-664-1261.
854, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, homeowners, the Mortgage Store is bringing back one of their best programs ever offered. They're reintroducing their most popular program of all time. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive 6-month payment freedom plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at astronomical highs, and you can consolidate all your new bills into one new low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. The Mortgage Store underwrites their own loans so they can say yes when others say no, and as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising payments. Call 423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. Open evenings until 8. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
My sister and I want to stay connected to our mom, but she doesn't want to get a computer. And that made it really hard for us and our kids to send her the photos and email messages we all send to each other. So last year, we got her the perfect Mother's Day gift. Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. All mom had to do was plug it into her phone jack. And now we can all send her email, even call her photos, whenever we want. Mom says it's really easy to use. Email and photos print out automatically. The whole family loves being able to keep in touch with mom whenever we want now. She says she really loves it too. And that makes everyone happy.
With Presto, you can send email and photos to loved ones even if they don't have a computer. It's the perfect Mother's Day gift. For free information, call now, 1-800-400-8207. That's 1-800-400-8207. 1-800-400-8207.
It's 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. Mostly sunny, high today, 52. Enjoy that because the weather's supposed to change again tomorrow. I got time to squeeze in one more, and I'm going to do this on the Olympics. We're talking about the Olympics. Let me go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I disagree with you on having our athletes boycott the Olympics. We did that in Russia back in the 80s when they invaded Afghanistan, and it was viewed by both the United States people and the world is just a complete mistake, and I think it would be a complete mistake again if we did that. The athletes are not the ones that should be punished for this. But I do agree with you that the Olympics never should have been there, and so that selection process really needs to be looked at. And I think that George Bush should not attend the opening ceremony, and in fact, maybe our athletes should not attend the opening ceremony, because in the Eastern countries, saving face or the perception of saving face is their big thing. And a snub like that would be something that they would take very seriously. The other thing I think we ought to do in Congress is get on and pass a tariff that is a sanction against China for what they're doing in Tibet, and that should be placed on all goods coming out of China into the United States as
you know
an import.
What?
That would get more
right.
than anything that
you know
we would do in boycotting Olympics.
All right, I got to get some news at the top of the hour. You know something? I like your compromise, and I agree to it. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, we'll continue.
Mario Solis Merritt.
Today on the Mario Solis Merritt Show, General Petraeus testifies before Congress.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive
Talk.
Is
your credit rating low? Embarrassed you don't have a credit card? Or a checking account? Lost your job? Not fair, is it? Sometimes you just need another chance. Well, with the Bank Freedom prepaid MasterCard card, you get another chance because everyone is qualified. No job, no credit, no problem. In fact, we don't even check your credit rating. All you need is a valid ID. So log on to 6mycard.com. That's the number 6mycard.com. You can use it to pay your expenses, and it's so much safer than carrying cash. Just provide a valid ID, and you are guaranteed a card. It sounds unbelievable, but if you've ruined your credit rating, don't have a job, don't even have a bank account, you still qualify. Just log on to 6mycard.com. We'll even waive the activation fee. That's 6mycard.com. The number 6mycard.com.
The Bank Freedom MasterCard is issued by MetaBank. Guaranteed approval and card issuance subject to verification of ID.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Search forces are out in July.
Withdrawing too many forces too quickly could jeopardize the progress of the past year.
As a protester shouted, Petraeus wouldn't say how many U.S. forces would still be there by year's end. The general did say things have gotten better in Iraq, but are still fragile.
The military surge has achieved progress, but that progress is reversible. Iraqi security forces have strengthened their capabilities, but still must grow further.
Petraeus today will answer questions from the next president. All three candidates are at these Senate hearings. First up was Republican John McCain.
Congress must not choose to lose in Iraq.
Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will take a different view that the war has been a disaster and U.S. troops need to be pulled out. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more on this story, here's Nick Young.
Anti-U.S. cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is issuing a new challenge to Iraq's government. He says that he could lift the seven-month-old ceasefire on his Mahdi Army militia if the government fails to protect the people and draw up a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. forces. The Olympic torch is in San Francisco, the latest stop on its troubled international relay that will end in Beijing for this summer's Olympic Games. After anti-China protests in London and Paris, Yang Chen Lamo of Students for a Free Tibet says demonstrators will make their point during tomorrow's San Francisco torch relay.
There will be Tibetans and supporters from all over North America, thousands of them converging on the city.
Now, Mayor Gavin Newsom says the city is ready.
We said from day one, we will continue to adapt, that this route is not fixed. It will continue to change. It will change up until that torch is passed, potentially even through the middle of the relay.
The summer driving season is around the corner, and Uncle Sam has a prediction. The Energy Department thinks gas prices will peak at about $3.60 a gallon in June, and that will put the brakes on demand. Oil industry analyst Peter Butel.
A lot of people are going to start changing their driving patterns, and I think that those changes will stay with us even if and when gasoline prices decide to drop at a later stage.
Right now, the average price of gas nationwide is $3.33 a gallon. Well, it's one more hurdle for the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
The foreclosure crisis is hitting some homeowners here in New Orleans very hard, particularly those who are tapped out after rebuilding from the floods of Katrina. But real estate professor Dr. Wade Regas says what's even more difficult is people who have had to buy a second home to live in after theirs was destroyed by Katrina.
They are in two houses at the same time, one they're living in and one that's still got a mortgage on it not fully paid off.
Meanwhile, Mark Moreau with the New Orleans Legal Assistance Center fears that as the economy worsens, more people who have rebuilt their homes will end up forfeiting them. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales in February plummeted to their lowest level on record. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 38 points. This is CBS News.
Tell me what you want.
Dell has people talking, like the customer who wrote exactly what small businesses have needed for years. Need savings too? Take $250 off on a select Dell Bostro desktop with a 20-inch widescreen flat panel monitor featuring Intel Core 2 Duo processor. Put Dell to work for your small business at Dell.com/radio. Prices do not include taxes and other fees. Limited time offer. U.S. only, subject to change.
This year, pay your taxes through official payments. Use your American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa card. You may get reward points or even money back. Susie paid her taxes through official payments and got reward points she used towards a great trip.
Do you come here often?
Actually, I've never been to Hawaii before.
Nice trip, Susie. Nice going. Call 1-800-2-PAY-TAX or visit officialpayments.com. Check with your card issuer for rewards, money back terms, conditions, and eligibility. Convenience fee of 2.49% varies for federal, state, and local payments.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Olympic torch now in San Francisco, and so are protesters, including 20 Tibetans living in Boulder. Kunga Lama says they need to make a statement to the Chinese government.
And I think it's only through these avenues that we can raise, you know, awareness about Tibet.
CU professor of Chinese history William Wei says China would like to avoid all these protests.
I think the Chinese are already
embarrassed by what has happened.
But Wei doubts the protests will convince Western countries to do anything substantive about the Tibetan issue. Sharp criticism from Governor Ritter for Senate Minority Leader Andy McElhaney and his bill to put tolls on the I-70 drive up into the high country. Governor says he's got a big problem with the way McElhaney developed his bill.
Senator McElhaney didn't go to the people who are impacted by this and ask them how it impacts their businesses, how it impacts tourism, how it impacts the flow of traffic, how it impacts the flow of commerce on I-70.
Ritter says many lawmakers are mad they weren't consulted, and that could threaten the ability to build support for any kind of toll option. And New York's loss could be Colorado's gain. Big Apple lawmakers rejecting a toll plan that would have allowed them to cash in on a federal grant. So now Colorado transportation officials hope the feds will give them the money to add carpool and bus toll lanes to the Boulder Turnpike.
We think that we are well positioned right now to take advantage of that. So if they do decide to release that money and put it toward other projects, we think that we'll be right in line.
The feds awarded money to the top five projects. Colorado came in number six. Now that New York has lost out, metro area leaders are keeping their fingers crossed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An earlier accident, northbound I-25, right around Santa Fe. Still the cause of some leftover delays as you're heading downtown from underneath the bridges. There's also some leftover slow pockets on 6th Avenue, I-70 past 270, as well as C-470. This right around University, where there's a crash off to the shoulder. People are still kind of checking it out. To the north, single vehicle wreck, northbound I-25 near the Johnstown exit. And in the high country, there's still some patchy ice on...
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-
1-800-451-3580. That's 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
What, this is worth a blog thing?
I mean, what is this deal?
I said in my piece, I said, you know, all these major news organizations set up these campaign blogs, and they just sort of throw stuff up, and they do exactly what they accuse actual bloggers of doing, which is sort of being unsupervised and being unserious. You know, they think it's a blog so they can just throw up this sort of garbage. And a blogger would never put his name on something like this. This was last week. Tapper claimed he'd watched the Obama interview with Chris Matthews, and on the interview, Obama said he admitted that he had sort of fallen off the wagon a couple times because he's been trying to quit smoking for over a year. And so Tapper wrote an item that 7 months ago he ran into Obama in the Senate, and Tapper says he has this extraordinary sense of smell, and he smelled cigarette smoke on Obama. And so then he asked the campaign, has he smoked at all? And the campaign asked Obama, and Obama said no. So now Tapper decided that he had been lied to 7 months ago about the smoking, and that he was sort of claiming victory in this showdown. And he said that incidents like this are important because journalists are doing the people's work, and they need to keep their leaders accountable. So they lead the country down the right path.
What is he smoking? I mean, what is he on, a glass pipe? With a Bic lighter?
He basically called Obama a liar and still had no proof other than his heightened sense of smell from 7 months ago.
I mean, how is that
relevant? Important.
Yeah, okay, that's number one, it's unsubstantiated because smelling smoke on somebody is not a sign that they necessarily might be smoking. Maybe they're around people who are smoking.
Right.
And second of all, with everything that's facing this country, why the hell is he talking about this?
Oh, it goes to credibility, you see. And because he didn't feel like the campaign had treated him fairly. See, it's all about him, because that's what journalists, the sort of rampant narcissism within the political press corps has really gone unchecked. And as I point out in the piece, it's really symptomatic of a larger problem, is that particularly in the Democratic race, the press really sees itself as the third candidate in the race. They are equals among Obama and Clinton. They really see themselves, if not a candidate, that's certainly de facto superdelegates and the only superdelegates that matter. So if a journalist like Tapper thinks Obama lied about smoking, you know, journalists see themselves on the same plane as the candidate, so of course he's going to make that allegation because he and Obama are equals in this unfolding drama.
Didn't there used to be a day when journalists did not insert themselves into the stories?
Or they were sort of impartial observers. Remember that quaint old phrase?
Yeah.
And right, they didn't see themselves as part of the story, as part of the drama. But today they clearly do. And they particularly like to insert themselves into the Democratic race. So it's this creeping sense of narcissism, as well as this sort of misguided sense of duty that Tapper wrote about, that it was important because, you know, journalists really were, you know, the people's representatives and really were trying to hold, you know, politicians accountable. If that were true, that would be fine, but I don't really see much of that altruism anymore. I just see sort of these pointless gotcha moments that drive journalism into the ground.
Well, they all have this kind of selling point, that they're holding these politicians accountable.
Very facade.
Yeah, or the other thing is, like Anderson Cooper used to have this thing, I don't know if he's still doing it on CNN, holding their feet to the fire.
Right.
You know, come on, Anderson. Who are you kidding? I've watched the show. You're not holding anybody's feet to anything. And most of what you do is cosmetic. And also, too, correct me if I'm wrong about this, in the print media, with newspapers and such, most of these newspapers don't have anywhere near the investigative divisions that they used to have. So mainly, like when you open the newspaper on Sunday, depending on where you live, you get reprints from the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Yeah, it's all wire stuff, basically.
So, I mean, it's like, who are they kidding? And then the other thing is, I noticed this, too. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. These articles, some of the articles that are written by journalists are good, but they always seem to start off with this. It was 110 degrees outside and I was sweating. I hadn't brought the proper clothes. Like, in other words, it's about them.
It's always about them. And this tapper, I think Obama lied about smoking. He made just as many references to himself in the item that he did to Obama. So it was all about his, you know, superior smell, his sort of Hardy Boy detective work, and him being, you know, gravely wounded by the Obama campaign, which he claims, you know, misled him. So it's just sort of part and parcel for what we've seen. We've just seen so much dismal coverage. And again, it's a lot of it is concentrated on the Democratic side. I mean, I don't think someone like Tapper would ever dream of sort of pursuing such a trivial item about the Republican, or John McCain, or any of the Republicans when they were in the race.
Well, that gets back to the whole thing that everybody talks about with John McCain, that he's Saint McCain, and
right.
That all of these inconsistencies and all of these blunders and gaffes. Like, I don't know if you saw this one. This is one. I couldn't find it to run it this morning, the audio of it. But this is just, like, classic. McCain is standing up talking about how things are better in Iraq on MSNBC. And then, underneath it is breaking news. Green zone bombed. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
That's something out of Saturday Night Live. But you know what? Nobody will point that out. Nobody will cover it, and it won't get anything. And it's like, okay, fine. It's just like skates right by, and nobody says a word.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the press has written a lot about how, you know, the surge seemed to work for McCain politically. You know, the number of U.S. casualties are down. It was sort of a life raft for his campaign. But now we're getting reports back from Iraq. I mean, the Washington Post had a big front page piece that the surge didn't really do much of anything. Certainly didn't do anything politically in terms of maintaining or sustaining a government over there. And as we've seen, we've seen much more violence now. So obviously, you know, if the press was so keen on how the surge had saved McCain's campaign, theoretically, they've been much more quiet in regards to whether this latest sort of interpretation of the surge is going to sort of doom McCain's campaign.
Well, you know, yeah, and what's interesting about that is 9:16, 16 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Eric Bollart, from Media Matters for America, go to MediaMatters.org. What's interesting about that is newscasts have let off, you know, Petraeus and Crocker are on the Hill today,
right,
talking about Iraq. And one of the newscasts that we had from CBS let off with John McCain asking, I don't know if it was Petraeus or Crocker, a question about Iraq, and yet they never, ever acknowledge the fact that this is a guy who yesterday and the day before and numerous other days has been telling us about how things in Iraq are getting better and that he sees an optimistic new day in Iraq.
Oh, yeah. I think the phrase was back to normal in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly.
Like yeah.
Right. And they never say anything.
No.
Why?
Well, I mean, because he has this sort of Teflon coating when it comes to national security because, you know, he's a war hero. McCain sort of speaks the truth about Iraq in terms of the eyes of the press, whereas any Democrat, certainly Obama or Clinton, they certainly don't have the sort of the gravitas. So everything that they say about Iraq is seen through sort of a political prism. But when McCain talks about Iraq, he sort of speaks the unvarnished truth as a former military man. Even if what he says doesn't sort of match the facts on the ground, and even if Obama and Clinton are much more, you know, accurate in terms of what's going on, the press is very reluctant to question McCain about Iraq, because they show great admiration because he did, you know, back the surge, and they thought that was a great gamble, and they think it's paid off. They like that storyline about how McCain went out on a limb last year when nobody else would, and it sort of paid off, and he's going to ride that into the White House.
Yeah,
they like that narrative.
Even though the limb is coming...
Yeah, it's been sawed off.
Yeah, it's been sawed off underneath him. All right, what about the Clinton tax return coverage? To me, I don't get... I mean, there was nothing... Well, what coverage? What was that about? I mean, they just gave the money that they made, and that was basically about it.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we've been hearing this drumbeat. The press for 15 years has always convinced itself that the next document dump is one that's going to reveal the real truth about the Clintons. It's going to reveal their sort of criminal enterprise. So, you know, a while ago we thought it was going to be Hillary's, you know, White House schedule. Now it was going to be a tax return. The news value was that they made a ton of money, which Saturday Night Live sort of spoofed over the weekend. Anyone who's read a newspaper in the last 10 years would have known that. But that was the big news. And you're right, other than that, there was nothing newsworthy about it. And yet, it was page one, above the fold, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. The press picked the tax return as essentially the most significant news story in the nation for that day. I'm sure we've never seen that in any other campaign.
No, probably not.
And just like every other document dump the Clintons do, there's absolutely nothing there that's scandalous or newsworthy.
Well, and then
page one above the fold. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. And then the other thing that goes on is it reinforces the idea that if you have money and you're well off,
right,
that you really shouldn't give a damn about poor people.
Right. That was the other thing. The New York Times suggested it was awkward, the timing, and lots of other people did too, because the day before Clinton had been talking about a poverty initiative in Memphis. This is exactly the coverage that John Edwards got hit with because he was a wealthy trial lawyer. The press has decided that for wealthy Democrats, it's somehow awkward or hypocritical for wealthy people to care about poor people. It would be awkward and it would be ironic and other things, hypocritical, if they made $109 million and donated $40,000 to charity over the last 10 years.
No, but they've donated...
That would be awkward.
Yeah, they've donated a heck of a lot more than that.
They donated $10 million to charity. What is awkward? I don't understand this thinking. John, like I said, John Edwards got continually hit with this. How can a rich guy care about poor people? The press sees that as awkward and hypocritical, when, of course, it's the exact opposite. I mean, the Roosevelts, the Kennedys, lots of wealthy Democrats have been advocates for the poor in the past. But if Hillary Clinton does it, or if Bill Clinton does it, or if John Edwards does it, they're somehow weird and phony. It drives me nuts.
Well, there's this whole myth that if you're left of center,
right,
that you should drive a Volkswagen bus,
right,
burn incense, wear sandals, be a vegan, live poor, out of your bus, have no material possessions,
right,
and sit around reading Karl Marx all day.
Right.
And so if it then suddenly turns out that you have money, all of a sudden it's like, well, how come you're not out with your granola-eating friends?
Right. The press is very uncomfortable with wealthy Democrats in general, wealthy liberals, and then for some reason they think it's hypocritical for them to be advocates for the poor. It's really this sort of Alice in Wonderland. Again, it would be calculating and phony and hypocritical if, you know, they did the opposite. But here they are, they've given $10 million to charity, but we're told that it's phony because they made a lot of money. It's just...
Well, it's that whole argument about, like, the Hollywood left argument about...
Yes.
Oh, you know, you... And Rush Limbaugh, you people are caught up in the... And this is the Hollywood left. Excuse me. Fred Thompson. What is he?
Right.
Okay, I mean, is he part of Hollywood? I think he has to go to Hollywood to make that stuff, doesn't he? Or does he do it out of his house?
Right.
You know, it's like, wait a minute. Okay, so in that case, it's an exception, right?
Yeah. And you know, the press is very uncomfortable with advocates for the poor, because if the advocates for the poor aren't wealthy and well-known, the press doesn't give a damn. They're not going to cover, well, the last time you read any coverage of poverty in America or people who advocate for poverty. So here you have wealthy people advocating for those in poverty, those who have a platform, and when they do it, the press doesn't like them either because they shouldn't be doing it because they're wealthy. So it's a catch-22. If anyone on the left advocates for the poor, the press either ignores it if they have no stature, or if they do have stature, they make fun of it and they say it's awkward.
Yeah, well,
it's really just, the message is really just, don't talk about poverty in the country. We don't want to cover it. And if you bring it up, we're going to ridicule you.
Well, it's the idea of, like, Angela Jolie. Well,
right.
you mean she's concerned about world hunger? What kind of nut is she?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why is she doing this?
You see the same vibe with Al Gore and global warming. Oh, yeah, like, why is he doing this? You know, he's wealthy. He's got it made. What's his real motivation here? It can't just be, you know, concerned for the planet.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I know your job is to analyze the media. I know your job is to have to watch this stuff. Man, I got to force myself to watch this.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's so like swimming through mud, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
I mean, the things that they cover and then the things that they pass up and the questions that they don't ask and the distortions that they engage in. I mean, a perfect example to me is this whole thing about, and I still can't get an answer from anybody about this, the whole Reverend Wright situation. Boy, we had to see that little clip and we had to examine, and they're still doing it.
Right.
Every ounce of that. Yet John McCain's affiliation with Hegge and Rod Parsley.
Right.
And I mean, has Chris Matthews ever brought that up on Hardball?
Oh, I think once, you know. I mean, it took weeks and weeks after the Wright story broke for anyone to even mention it. Oh, there's a Hegge story in the Times today, but the angle isn't. The angle is basically that Hegge hasn't created the good vibes between McCain and the conservative movement that he hoped. It certainly wasn't, you know, McCain is endorsed by religious fanatics. That doesn't really apply to
him. And Hegge gave McCain a ton of money, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was an endorsement McCain clearly sought out to sort of repair work with the conservative movement. And Hegge says crazy, crazy things, but you're right. It doesn't really come up.
No coverage. Eric, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on, and I look forward to talking to you again, like, real soon.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Bye-bye.
There's Eric Bollart from Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. Great organization. Get on their bulletins, because their bulletins are good. 9:26, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's check out traffic with John, and then we'll go to open phones.
Jay, we're looking at heavy traffic on I-25 on both ends of the city. First, it's thick in the tech center from 225 to Yale. It breaks loose a little bit, and then the delay started around the Downing Street Bridge due to an earlier accident near Santa Fe. Now we have a crash near Johnstown up north on northbound 25 at exit 252. That's Colorado 60. Also got a new one eastbound C-470 between Broadway and University. This one is off the right-hand shoulder. In the high country, roads are wet and could be slick in the high mountain passes from Loveland to Vail. Chain restrictions are in place over Loveland Pass, eastbound I-70 from Silverthorne to the tunnel, and in both directions at Vail Pass. Today's forecast.
Spring is just around the corner and warm weather is headed this way. This is Jack Misick Heating and Cooling announcing preseason specials now available on new American Standard air conditioning systems. Call for a free estimate on American Standard air conditioners today and you could receive a free programmable thermostat. That's right, preseason specials and a free programmable thermostat with every purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Call Jack Misick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 today for a free estimate on any American Standard total comfort system. That's 303-463-8541.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And every everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast, free quote at Esurance.com.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
A lot of dealers just, well, they'll tell you they do, but in reality, they don't really care because they intend to kick it. What they call in the auto business, they intend to kick it anyway. Rockies also has fuel-efficient automobiles, good MPG, and not only that, but they've got vehicles for every occasion, for every taste, and for whatever you want dollar-wise, they've got you covered. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Go out there and see my friend Spanky Herrera and check him out and ask him what he thinks, because he's a good guy and been a good friend for a number of years. But everybody who works at Rockies, they're all good people. They try really, really, really hard, and they'll go to the wall for you. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them. Big sign. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
Blue jean, baby.
We're going to play Elton John?
Lady.
Oh, I don't know why you don't like this.
I don't like Elton John particularly either, but I love this song.
No. This song sucks.
Pretty eyes.
Oh.
Pirate smile. You're marrying music man.
Now appearing at Caesars, Elton John and his red piano.
Ballerina. You must have seen her.
Elton John on CKLW.
Dancing in the sand.
All right, 9:31, 31 minutes after 9. Okay, I know you're going to get mad at me because I don't like Elton John. I know you are. It's all right. It's fine. I just don't like Elton John. Because the only Elton John song I really like, we don't have Island Girl. See, this stuff's too slow, man. It lacks any kind of impact.
Jesus free.
Is this the one about where Jesus sells the balloons?
I don't remember that part of the song. This reminds me of kicking back playing pool at this bar in Victor down by Leadville. And just had a blast, but I can't believe you don't like this song.
This song reminds me of my first wife just beating the hell out of me with a beer bottle.
Nice.
That's what it reminds me of. Just being truthful. They didn't have spousal abuse back in those days. That's what it reminds me of. Reminds me of the days I was living with Satan. All right, 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 52, mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. And it's open phones, so we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Here's Katie in Lakewood. Katie, you're on AM 760. Hey. Good morning.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. I just wanted to agree with what some of your callers have been saying about the media. It's gotten to the point where my husband and I refuse to take the newspaper anymore, and I don't even watch the news on TV. And, you know, I mean, I get my news from the Internet or from you guys or, you know, from various blogs. But I got to tell you, when you're in the grocery store and somebody's trying to get you to take this Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News, I just say to them point blank, I say, well, if you'd ever start covering the real news in a real way, maybe I'd buy your paper. You know, it's just disgusting. They just don't cover the news. They don't report the news. They're self-serving. They're doing what their bosses tell them to. And if you want news, you have to go elsewhere. The media just isn't doing it.
Well, it's very tough. It's very tough to get anything out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through these fixations, too, where they get into these fixations about Hollywood stars.
Britney Spears and Paris and all that other garbage. Who needs to hear about that? Who needs to be ruining these people's lives?
Well, it's you should cover that stuff, but you got to put it in perspective. And
yes.
The problem is here's the problem, and this is particularly a problem with the print media. They're in trouble, okay, because they're losing money. And one of the things that they do, which they think is going to help them, is they downsize.
Right.
Okay? And when they downsize, they've wiped out investigative units.
Exactly.
I mean, they just don't have those people anymore. So whether it's here in Denver, or in Fort Collins, or in Lakewood where you live, or in Littleton, or in Boulder, or wherever it is, if there's something going on, 9 times out of 10, unless it's just earth-shatteringly big, they don't do much investigative reporting. They just don't do it.
Well, that's why I like listening to you guys. I mean, I feel like I'm really getting information.
Well, sometimes we don't follow through. Sometimes I don't get to things that I should get to.
You guys are so much better than what else is out there. It's unbelievable. I mean,
if it wasn't for
your station, I mean, I would just be pathetically basket case.
Well, but you know what the other thing is I'm not a journalist. So it's not my responsibility to do that kind of stuff. It's their responsibility.
And even when you were here before, you know, before you went back to Chicago, even when you were here before, when things happened, I think when Columbine happened, you covered it so well. I mean, you were so on top of it. And
yeah, that was back. Yeah, you're right. That was back in the old days.
Yeah.
That was also when I was a stinking no good. But we won't get it.
You were okay.
Well, we won't get it. Katie, I love you. Thank you for the call.
Okay, love you too. Take care.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
All right, we'll take more calls at 303-713-7600. And it's open phones. So 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Jonathan, the traffic.
Just a little residual traffic left on the freeways, Jay, after what was a pretty quiet commute this morning. Still a little congestion on eastbound C-470 and Highlands Ranch at Broadway and on I-25. Northbound now from Downing Street to Alameda in Santa Fe, where we had an earlier crash. And southbound is going to be a little thick for you from Park Avenue to Spear Boulevard. Up north in Johnstown, an accident on northbound 25 at Colorado 60, which is exit 252. Other than that, really nothing to talk about right now on the freeways. Today's forecast, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Right now it's 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This spring, give your lawn what it wants. Colorado-made, organic-based, pro-rich turf food. ProRich contains all...
Randy Manchurian is a director of technology for Charles Schwab in Denver and a recent graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
For a fact, without my degree from the CU Executive MBA program, I wouldn't have the job I have today. I love that I was able to keep working full-time and still meet the demands of an MBA program. And CU is nationally recognized, which made it easy to choose the CU Executive MBA program.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
This song is about USA in the key of Paris. Roll up the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on and missing entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which colors are blooming and which has drifted, and which a Nile from rehab escaped, and to a Shirley Davy later donate, and who's adopting kids, our nation's foreign, whose movies are hit and whose is boring. I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going, I wanna be where the champagne's
Debt. It sneaks up on you. Yeah, like a runaway train. You want this thing, so you charge it. You can't live without that, so you charge it. Next thing you know, you're 15 grand in debt and turning over the sofa cushions looking for change to make the minimum payments. Get your life back on track with Liberty Relief. Debt comes in all shapes and sizes, just like people. That's why Liberty Relief has multiple programs. One is sure to be right for you. There's no escaping debt. It follows you wherever you go. But right now, you have options. Call now for a free consultation with a Liberty Relief debt specialist before bankruptcy is your only option. Call 888-500-0444. That's 888-500-0444. Call now for a free consultation with a Liberty Relief debt specialist. Call 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444.
Absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
The Big 89 WLS. The Big 89 WLS, Elton John, see? But this is just him and the piano playing this. This is not the full version. But great song anyway. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here. Mostly sunny, high today 52. Let's go to my buddy Mike Nelson. From Channel 7. Mike, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. What happened with the weather yesterday?
Oh, it was all over the place yesterday. We had just about all four seasons in one day.
That was bizarre, man. I wasn't sure how to dress for that occasion.
No, it's pretty hard. I mean, when it's snowing and hailing and thunder and then the sun comes out and then it does it again, it's kind of tough to figure it out.
And now we have a slight chance of rain or snow tonight?
Yeah, it's mostly going to be in the mountains tonight. There's another storm front coming in for tomorrow and Thursday. So today will be dry, maybe a little flurry late tonight, and then tomorrow some showers. Tomorrow night and Thursday morning, we could actually get a couple of inches of snow. If the big red L on the weather map that we always show, if that sets up right on the Kansas-Colorado border, then we'll get some upslope and get some snow Thursday morning.
How much?
I don't think a lot because it'll move too fast, but it's going to be a big storm once it gets east of here and produce a big winter storm up over the Dakotas and Minnesota. We'll probably get a couple of inches if we see anything. If it were slightly slower, it'd probably be more like 6 or 10 inches, but I don't think that's going to happen.
We need Franz to chase it away.
Now, the Franz, we need him to push it out, you know, muscle it out into the Midwest.
All right, what else is going on?
I'm driving up to Greeley to speak to the University of Northern Colorado meteorology class.
Wow.
And we're just going to talk about, I guess, mostly careers in meteorology and how you get where you want to be and that type of thing. It's been a wild week and a half in the TV business, all the layoffs at the CBS stations nationwide.
You know what, though? That's going on in all the broadcasting. That's going on every single place. I don't know if we're imploding or what the hell is happening. I got more friends that are out of work now than ever before.
Yeah, a friend of mine that's been on the air for 20 years or more in Minneapolis doing weather just lost his job.
Did they give him a reason?
Cutting back. They're just cutting costs. So he's gone.
See, you know what I don't understand? Cutting these costs, how do they think that lack of content makes them more profitable?
Well, I know you're talking about the caller earlier on the newspaper. As they downsize, just like you're saying, they cut out investigative, they cut out all of the local reporters, and that's why you get a local paper, is to get, you know, information about what's going on where you live.
Well, they got to have content providers. So why are they getting rid of content providers? And then they think that that's the way to go. I mean, look, you know what? Let's give Rupert Murdoch credit for one thing. He lost a lot of money getting Fox up off the ground. He's losing money on that business channel, but he doesn't give in. He keeps going, and he doesn't slash content. And these folks in broadcasting are slashing content.
Yeah, it's true. We've been in pretty good shape at Channel 7 just because it's a pretty lean operation. They've run it pretty well over recent years in terms of, you know, in places where you can modernize and do with fewer people. As people have retired, they just haven't replaced them. So we haven't had any layoffs at our station, which is nice.
Boy, that's great. All right.
Now, the economy's tough. I mean, that's what's tough on the television newspapers. They're hoping that political advertising picks it up, but it hasn't really gotten rolling yet in 2008.
It will, though, and we're going to have a tough Senate race, so there's going to be a lot of money there.
There will be. And, you know, the funny part about that is I think all of us get tired of the political ads, but at least when you're working on TV, you kind of go, well, that's a paid spot. That's a paid spot. I guess I can suffer through it.
Yeah, I'll take it anyway I can get it. All right,
yep.
So France's final word on the weather is?
Okay, listen to me now and hear me later, all right? We have a nice, quiet, peaceful day today. Then the storm system will move its way into the state, muscling out the nice, quiet weather. Tomorrow is kind of rainy and showery and some snow. You might have to get out and shovel your driveway just a bit Thursday morning, so loosen up your muscles before you go out. You don't want to pull one of those little wimpy thigh muscles. Then after that, the weather turns very nice for the weekend. You go out, bronze your skin this weekend in bright sunshine.
And we cry for you.
What about tears up from laughter?
That's exactly right. Thank you, Mike. Good to hear your voice, man, as always.
You bet, Jay. Always good to talk to you.
You're the best.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you. Now, there's a guy who knows weather. That guy knows weather. 303-713-7600, open phones underway, and let's go to Gina in Littleton. Gina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I am first-time caller,
welcome.
And I've actually never listened to your show before.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm sorry any damage I do.
No. It was interesting because and you may not like him, but I listen to Mike Rosen, and he always tells you to tell us where you sit before you tell them where you stand. And so, I'm a conservative, and in morals and in financial, you know, so both sides of the conservative thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to your two previous callers ago, like the gentleman from Media Matters, and it's kind of interesting because I think that that's the one area that conservatives and liberals seem to agree on, that the media really kind of stinks. I mean, we feel the same way, you know, that they're not telling the truth. They tell what they want to tell. They tell angles that they want for some political gain or some sort of something, whatever they're bent towards. And I find that interesting because I've never really listened to, more of a liberal stance. And that is one area that I can say I think both sides are really fed up with. It's like, report the news, investigate what you're supposed to be investigating, actually investigate it, and tell it unbiased what happened, not what you want us to hear.
Well,
and that is the most frustrating thing I've ever, you know, it's like, that's why people don't buy the newspapers anymore. They don't even want to watch the news because it's, you know, and I know Rush Limbaugh is probably not your favorite person either, but, you know, they call it the drive-by media because they do. They just pick up snippets, and they all say the exact same thing without ever investigating anything. And so I would just have to say that is one common ground.
Well, let me explain. Well, not explain, because that sounds like, okay, Jay is going to give us a teaching moment, please.
Okay.
You know, I'm nobody to be teaching anything, anybody, anything. But this is what I know from having been in this, and I've said this on this show numerous times. This is what I know from being in the media for, I think now I'm going on my, like, probably my 34th year. Here's what they're interested in. They're interested in only one thing. And this above anything generates what they decide to do. They're interested in money.
Right.
Anything that will generate money,
money, yeah,
they're interested in. So, if they can take something and make a drama out of it so that you're compelled to watch it, that's exactly what they're going to do. And so what they end up doing is they end up going on from one drama to another drama to another drama instead of having, you know, just covering what is. Also, there used to be a time in this country where news did not touch opinion. You had a wall between the two of them. I mean, I don't know how old you are, and it's impolite of me to ask. But
I'm old.
Well, you can't be as old as me. I'm older than anybody on the planet. But there, you know, you remember. I mean, there used to be like this was the news, this was entertainment,
right,
this was opinion.
Right.
Now it's all merged together, so listeners can't tell and viewers can't tell what's what. And so what ends up happening is they take people's opinions, talk show hosts' opinions, okay,
mm-hmm,
political talking heads' opinions, and they take that as being, they confuse that and they take that as being news. Oh, well, that must be true, because he said it, and he's on the radio, and that's news.
Right.
No, that's opinion.
Exactly.
And they can't separate it. So what we have going on here is we've got a mess. And then the other thing is that, well, it's just, you know, it's just a very, very complex question and hard to see through. And most people who don't understand how the media works would say that they have a political agenda, and a lot of them do that are talking heads, but in the bottom line is they're interested in generating as much controversy and as much attention as they possibly can and as much drama, because that equates to ratings, which equate to dollar bills.
Right. Well, and also that's why you never hear anything good that's ever happening anywhere.
No, because it doesn't sell.
It doesn't sell. But I also wanted just to quickly comment, if I could, on the comment about the Reverend, you know, Wright, and how they kind of took that like forever, and we heard all of it, you know, and then how you didn't really hear about whoever endorsed McCain and all of that. And the only difference I would like to just maybe say, and I'm not a huge McCain supporter by any means, but with Obama, the difference that you can't necessarily draw from that situation is that he wasn't tied in to those two people that endorsed him. I don't know, you know, the reverends.
He's taking money from Hagee.
But he didn't attend his church for 20 years and hear, you know, be married by him, have his kids baptized by him, tell him that he's their spiritual mentor.
No, but in his case, in McCain's case, it was even worse, because he hated these people in 2000, and now all of a sudden he'll do anything he can to get their endorsement. And the pastor that you're talking about, he's been preaching and has been practicing religion for 35 years as a noted religious scholar. But there, and if we had more time to get into this, so I would, there's a wide gap between the understanding of African Americans and whites on this subject. Let me just say this to you, Gina. Here's what I want you to walk away from this with, okay? You and I don't agree politically, and we probably wouldn't agree socially. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
Okay. But here's the thing.
That doesn't mean I can't like you.
Well, here's the thing. We're not your enemy, okay? We are not hell-bent on destroying America. We are not trying to take us all to hell. We want to go from point A to point B, just like you do. We just have a different roadmap, and somewhere we're going to have to learn to be able to compromise to get things done. But we are not trying to kill the country, nor are we into debauchery, nor are we people who are amoral. We have families, and I guess that's all I'm just trying to tell you.
I think the average educated conservative, so to speak, would agree that we all, you know, we just have differing points of views. I think it's coming down, and obviously nobody wants to hear the ugly sides of things and, you know, and all of that. And during this political campaign stuff, I mean, it always gets just horrible.
All right, I don't mean to cut you off. I got to go get to traffic and spots,
okay,
or I'm running
behind.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Gina. Call me again.
Okay,
All right. 954, John Turk, traffic.
Roads are returning to normal and around the city. I-25 showing heavy but moving traffic northbound from Emerson Street to the Emerson Street Bridge to Santa Fe and southbound between Park Avenue and Spear Boulevard. We do have a couple late crashes off the highway at Leedsdale and Monaco, and also showing something going on eastbound C-470 near Broadway. Don't know if that's a stall or an accident, but something definitely slowing you down and causing some delays to Santa Fe. Today's forecast, a mix of clouds and sun and a high of 54. Right now it's 44. John Turk, AM-760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride. Move your ride. Help keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean when you move your car on street sweeping day.
Hey, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a customer, and you're trying to explain something visual. I don't know, a document, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation. That happens all the time, right? But it can be so frustrating because they can't see. I mean, and now you would be seeing a slide with a graph. I mean, that's not going to work unless you use GoToMeeting. An online meeting with GoToMeeting is just like in person. You set up a meeting in advance or on the fly, even while you're talking to them. It's so easy. You just click the mouse. They get an invite. They click that link or they log on to GoToMeeting.com with the meeting number, and boom, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. You could show them what you're talking about. Turns that boring conference call into something that's really productive. Look, try it free for the next 30 days. I think you'll agree. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now, or go to GoToMeeting.com and click that orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio. Or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting.com.
And one new low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. The mortgage store underwrites their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR is not going to last long. So call now, 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising competition. Rising payments. Call 303-423-7171. Don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. Open evenings until 8. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store, but guaranteed pros.
If you see a boy who struggles to walk or climb stairs, you could be noticing symptoms of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Duchenne is the most common lethal genetic disorder of childhood. If you suspect your son or a boy you know may have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, contact Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy to learn more. Treatments exist that can make a real difference. Why not become informed about what you can do?
Daddy?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Bob Dylan won a Pulitzer last night. Right off, Bobby.
People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall.
What I said to Gina is really true. If all of us realize that we have political differences, and that's fine, but stop viewing each other as being the enemy, just view each other with diverse opinions, I think we'd be a lot better off. And I know that emotionally it's hard to do sometimes. I mean, I have conservative friends, and sometimes you listen to them and you tap the side of your head, you hit the side of your head with your palm and say, I don't get where they're coming from. But somehow we got to learn to understand each other because, hey, a house divided against itself can't stand. All right, congratulations to Bob Dylan. And we're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. David. Ed Schultz is next.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. 'Cause zero down delivers. itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
Genesis Financial Management today for a free consultation. At Genesis, we'll consolidate your credit card debts into one easy monthly payment. Then we'll work with your creditors to lower your interest rates, put a stop to late fees, and end demoralizing collection calls for good. So if you want to get and